Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. This is turning into a winter to remember.
It's been absolutely crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
They're in Boston, which is getting buried yet again by a storm that also nailed Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, where Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes is live.
That's right, Dave. Schools are closed as far south as Tennessee. This winter storm dumping thick, wet snow in bucket loads.
Crazy. I just hope it doesn't get worse.
More than 15 inches in New York City's Central Park. Power outages are extreme. More than 400,000 customers in the dark around Washington, D.C. Airline travel nearly impossible. Flights are canceled up and down the eastern seaboard. JFK and Newark International Airports shut down last night, won't reopen till later this morning. And train travel, also a major problem, Dave.
Todd, there's more worry about red ink. Amid predictions of another record federal budget deficit this year, Social Security's now underwater. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, the Congressional Budget Office now predicting Social Security will run out of money in 2037 as the system continues to pay out more than it takes in. This year, Social Security will write $45 billion more in checks than it collects in payroll taxes, and it's a double dose of trouble as the recession means less intake in the form of those payroll taxes, and the aging population means more people are collecting Social Security, Dave.
And Rich, more homeowners are struggling to pay their mortgages. Foreclosures expected to rise to another record this year as a second wave hits.
We're seeing a transition from foreclosures caused primarily by overinflated home prices and bad lending practices to foreclosures caused primarily by unemployment and economic distress.
Realty Tracks' Rick Sharga. All the protests in Tunisia, then Egypt, have spread to Yemen. Tens of thousands in the streets in several cities, and like Tunisia and Egypt, they want the president ousted. In Davos, Switzerland, a small explosion at a hotel where the World Economic Forum is being held. It was in a storage room. Nobody hurt. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
We live in a rapidly evolving information age, one where a LifeLock membership is increasingly essential. Since last September, LifeLock has sent more than 320,000 advanced LifeLock identity alerts to help protect LifeLock members. They do this to help protect from identity theft before it happens rather than after the fact, like many credit monitoring services do. It's LifeLock's advanced identity alert system that provides the notification once a threat is identified. If somebody tries to open a credit card or mortgage loan or a mobile phone account in your name, when LifeLock detects the application within their extensive network, they alert you. And if you tell them it's fraudulent, they take action to help quash the threat. Now, don't wait to become a victim of identity theft. Make certain LifeLock is at your side 24/7.
Call LifeLock at 1-800-440-4926 and mention promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-440-4926 or LifeLock.com.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Check out all the places that offer eye care, and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for, and your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. WTAW News Time is 6:05, 41 degrees right now at the studio, 65 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council will discuss this afternoon what the future holds for the city and the Brazos Animal Shelter. That follows the shelter's decision to move by the end of June to its own facility and stop providing emergency services for the city of Bryan. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the shelter has been doing what College Station requires.
City College Station, you know, by state law, has to, you know, take care of stray and animals, and we're not interested in being in the animal shelter business. So the animal shelter has told us that they're going to be in business, so we're going to look at what the alternatives are and what we need to do to make sure that we continue to be able to offer animal control.
Both cities were hit with a significant fee increase this year in holding animals in the shelter for 72 hours. The new Brazos Animal Shelter has its first occupants. 55 cats, 5 birds, and 2 dogs are in temporary facilities at the shelter-owned property on Leonard Road. The animals were seized by local authorities on Tuesday as part of an animal cruelty investigation. A news release from the shelter asks for contributions to take care of the additional animals. The shelter did not report the health status of the rescues. Shelter officials did describe they were previously housed in extremely unsanitary conditions. Volunteers from a variety of local agencies are helping the Brazos County Health Department get you a free flu shot. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can come to the Brazos Center parking lot today between 3 and 7.
They'll drive into the Brazos Center off of Briarcrest. That's the only way that you can get in. There'll be directions in the parking lot of where you're to go. There'll be people there that'll hand you a clipboard with a pen, and you just fill out all of your personal information like you normally would if you were going to get a vaccination at a clinic. Then you'll be directed down one of 4 lanes that will terminate at a vaccination station, which will be a 12-by-12-foot canvas canopy. And there'll be people there who literally, you'll just put your arm out your window, they'll swab you with an alcohol swab, give you your shot, and you'll be on your way.
Funding comes from grant money left over from last year's H1N1 vaccine campaign. Texas A&M University has announced another record enrollment. After 5 class days, spring numbers are approaching 46,500. That's an increase of 500 over the same time last spring. Last fall set an all-time high of more than 49,000. At this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, A&M President Bowen Lofton said he doesn't see A&M becoming the largest campus in the country. One reason is the size of freshman classes reaching maximum levels.
We bring in over 8,000 freshmen every year here. All of you parents, imagine 8,000 18-year-olds. I mean, this is not trivial. I mean, it's one thing to put them in a classroom, but it's something else to provide the housing, the oversight, the other activities they need to have at that age to be able to utilize their time in productive ways. And so I'm trying to be careful how I say this, okay? But you know, how big do you want that to get?
Lofton says A&M has room to grow with transfers at the junior level and selectively on the graduate level.
You know, we're far larger than UT Austin is at the undergraduate level. We have almost 40,000 undergraduates here. We got a couple of thousand more undergraduates than they have in Austin. Otherwise, we're about the same size, but they have more graduates than we have, and that's a reason for that. So we have to look at this issue of balance here between our programs, which ones have capacity, which ones don't, which ones have the ability to be productive producers of innovators, of educators, the people we need to have to make our country and our state, you know, run effectively.
Lofton says the largest student body at Arizona State could get to 90,000 thanks to online classes, but Lofton says the trade-off is students lose exposure to leadership opportunities on campus. There's nothing official yet, but it looks like Governor Perry will give his State of the State address on February 8th. Among the items he's expected to bring up, lawsuit reform. Perry says passing that type of legislation will help economic growth.
It is a powerful inducement to come and live in a state where that type of protections would be in place, that type of fairness.
Perry's expected to ask lawmakers to pass a loser pays system to curb frivolous lawsuits. And Republican leaders have scored their first major legislative victory of the 2011 session with passage by the Senate of a bill to require Texans to present a photo ID before being allowed to vote. The legislation passed the Senate along partisan lines. One exemption was for certain disabled people and those ages 70 and older. One last-minute change that both sides could agree on in the pro-gun Texas legislature would be allowing a concealed weapons permit as a valid form of identification. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 42 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:11. Brought to you this morning by the folks at ResPro for fire or water damage cleanup. For a home or business, 690-8659.
We'll see plenty of sunshine across the region for today with a high in the mid-60s, mainly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s, more sunshine tomorrow, a high near 70. Clear for tomorrow night, a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, clouds developing late in the day. We'll have a high near 70 on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Showers are likely, a high in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers on Monday, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You could darn near call it a classic game last night in Norman, Oklahoma. The Aggies and OU, two-point win for Texas A&M, their 13th straight win. It was a thriller in Norman, and we will talk about that. Also talk about the NBA and the Aggie men getting ready for their big weekend at Nebraska, then home with Texas. All that and more coming up in sports.
Stay in your room. Don't be moving around any today.
No, I sound a lot worse than I feel. It's just one of them things that, you know,
but you know what?
Comes around.
People don't care how you feel.
Well, you thanks, Scott.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
That's all right.
Yeah.
For you, Chase, I don't know. You're a little better, huh? But he's still.
No, yeah, about the same.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That list
we're
started.
Have a big
started
old Greek hug here.
We're going to have a Kenny Rogers reunion here or something.
Going to do the. I don't get that.
Well, Kenny got the raspy voice.
I was going to say. I thought we were going to drink out of the communion cup. Yeah. That'd be good. All right, a 41-year-old. I have so many poor taste stories today. It's just hard to stack them all up.
We'll get them all done here now.
I will. Okay. Well, at first, what would you do for a Mini Cooper? I mean, a brand-new $32,000 Mini Cooper. I'm betting that you wouldn't do this. A German man won a brand new $32,000 Mini Cooper by having the word Mini tattooed someplace that only a man could have it tattooed.
Oh, are you kidding?
And again, the word is Mini.
Yeah.
Andreas Mueller won the radio station contest.
Yeah, you knew it had to be.
Sure. By coming up with the wildest Mini-related stunt. He came up with this himself to earn the
And obviously
vehicle.
Had to prove it.
Tattooed during a live broadcast. I think you have the audio of that, don't you?
It's a screaming sound.
As soon as I was doing that, if you want surprise audio at 6:15, you're pretty much barking up the wrong tree.
Anyway. Listeners,
I got
heard,
stuff to do.
Yeah,
I do
heard.
Well to make that first newscast.
You know? That's right. I mean, the coffee hadn't even perked yet.
But here's here's the audio. Here's the actual audio of this guy getting a tattoo somewhere.
That's right. Listeners got to hear his pained exclamations during the process. I mean, really? Just
Really?
Where did this happen? With a name like that, it sounds like Germany.
Yeah, it says a German man, but okay, I don't know much beyond that. I don't know if it was a German radio station that did that or what.
Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like something some Chuckle Hut morning show would do.
Well, that's it. We probably ought to look into that, see what, and again, they'll just move on to a major market, and he'll be stuck there. A 41-year-old Florida woman arrested outside a Quiznos sandwich shop on Tuesday afternoon on charges of disorderly intoxication.
Mm. As opposed to a Quiznos laundromat.
Yeah, them too. Well, or orderly intoxication.
True, true.
You're intoxicated, but at least you're being orderly.
Yes, drunk in public.
That's right. According to the police in Walton County, Florida, the woman was intoxicated at the sub shop when she began calling the employees little gay boys
while they were making
her sandwich. Mm,
you can't be doing that, man.
I don't think so.
And once again, even if they're right there in front of you, don't talk trash to the people who are touching your food.
No, because once it goes in that, you know, when it comes out of the oven, they can turn their back on you for just a second.
Yeah.
You know it. The store manager asked the woman to leave, so she went next door to the P.F. Chang's. The bartender there at the restaurant said the woman ordered a drink and sat next to another man at the bar. Well, why another man? Because this is a woman, but nonetheless. The bartender said the woman was crying and eating the man's food.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Then she left, returned minutes later, claiming the man had stolen her purse, which was later found in her car. When deputies arrived, the woman, highly intoxicated, sitting outside the restaurant. She's a one-woman crime wave.
Detecting a high level of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, she may have not been right before she started drinking.
Exactly.
Have a great time together.
Showtime.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Showtime.
I don't know. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
Time for me to shine.
Just to get you to the train of play.
Hey, now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, hey, now.
This time with us, it's going to be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
If your resolution is to lose weight, we can't help. But if your resolution is to save money, we can. Team Auto will show you how to get in a new vehicle and lower your payment. Get a newer vehicle with better gas mileage with a lower payment. Don't delay. Start saving today. At Team Auto, make no payments for 3 months. The only place in the Brazos Valley to shop 7 different manufacturers. Get the best price guaranteed. Make no payments for 90 days, and when they start, they'll be lower. Only at Team Auto in Navasota.
Team Auto in Navasota on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 618.
And it's January the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor James Cromwell, you know, he's been in a whole lot of things. Babe was one of the movies, and, you know, who he is.
Well, he's often...
71.
He plays a president or, head of CIA or something like that in all kinds of movies.
Yeah. He played a really bad guy in 24 for a few seasons, by the way.
Right,
so, anyway, he's 71 years old. Dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh.
Turns 63 years old today.
Mickey.
Wonder if he still dances like he used to at 63.
Right.
He'd probably do all right, though. Actress Mimi.
I doubt that we'll see him on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, just saying.
That's true. Actress Mimi Rogers, who's probably better known as the first Mrs. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
She's 55 years old today. And the newly unemployed Keith Olbermann. His 52nd birthday today.
So, they're talking about how he might run for Senate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, if what's his name can get elected, anybody can.
Well.
You know who I'm talking about.
Al Franken?
Yeah, that can happen. Right.
The other thing, which is distressing, really, the fact that there's a slot open now at MSNBC, and Alec Baldwin may go there.
Oh.
Which would really be a shame because I really, really enjoy him artistically. I just pretty clear that I can't stand what he's talking about politically, but nonetheless.
There you go.
There's our Keith story.
There you go. Actress Bridget Fonda turns 47 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be, granddaughter of?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. And Alan Cummings, the actor, turns 46 years old today.
He's on that Good Wife show, if you watch that.
Indeed. Spy Kids also. He was on. Mm-hmm. Tracy Lawrence, the country singer, turns 43 today.
Beat up his wife, and I ain't heard from him since.
I think ever. A couple of them.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Wife and a girlfriend.
But he's only 43. He's packed some living in.
He has.
True country star.
I'm telling you.
There you go. Patton Oswalt from King of Queens is 42 years old. And Josh Randall from the TV show Ed turns 39 years old today. And I had one more. Oh, Chris Collinsworth, the wide receiver who's now the TV sports analyst and pretty good, I think. He's 52 years old today. And that's all I got.
Bobby Blue Bland is 81. And Amadeus Mozart, if he'd taken better care of himself.
Oh, Wolfie.
Yeah.
Would have been 255.
Something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But get this. I mean, what had you done by the time you were 20? By the time he was 20, Wolfie had composed 30 symphonies, 9 operas, 6 sonatas, 5 violin concertos.
Well, I'd won a national championship on PlayStation.
So there.
Take that.
There you go.
And casino guy Steve Wynn.
Oh.
Who punched a hole in his own painting. Remember that?
Yeah, it was a Picasso, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But still, if you have time sometime today, just go to YouTube and type in Steve Wynn. And see those two commercials where he actually sat on top of his hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty dang amazing. And it really was him. And I think somewhere in there they've got a video of, in fact, how they even shot it. But
that wasn't near as dangerous as when his wife divorced him.
Yeah.
Shop online, read the reviews, talk to owners, and see for yourself why more people choose Toyota trucks. The brand known for quality, dependability, and reliability. Tough, capable trucks like Tundra and Tacoma, built for any job. It's no wonder Toyota was number one in retail sales for 2010. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, featuring 2 years complimentary maintenance. Now, with attractive offers like zero APR, you could save thousands. It's time to see why Toyota is the right truck for you. Pocket $3,000 cash on all new 2011 Tundras or choose zero APR for 60 months and save over $5,600 in finance charges. To see dozens of other great offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Based on manufacturer's retail sales data, CYTD. Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Cashback through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.19% versus 0% with $34,200 financed. Typical amount for a new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or hold 800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1/31/2011.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, we have the media's reaction to the State of the Union address, like Christiane Amanpour.
Full of sunny optimism, very Reagan-esque, on and on about American exceptionalism in many, many instances, and full of Kennedy-esque encouragement to break a new frontier. That Sputnik moment was remarkable.
And then we have the Hannity Luntz Fox Focus Group.
I want a word of phrase to describe what you thought of the speech.
Optimism.
Platitudes.
Wishful.
Empty.
Redundant.
Political.
Not connected with America.
Hyperbole.
Obama conflicting and Ryan was speaking just like every American I meet.
Hopeful on Obama, but not compelling.
Yes, your mainstream media out of touch. What a shock.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers Insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3.125%, 3.4% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 800-555-8733. That's 800-555-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Save the date for the Showcase Wedding Reception, Sunday, January 30th at the Hilton College Station. We invite you to be our guest at this fun-filled event. Come experience a Hilton wedding reception and see how we can help make your event memorable. You'll enjoy a cocktail reception and hors d'oeuvres, great giveaways, ballroom dance demonstrations, and the opportunity to schedule one-on-one appointments with our wedding specialist. We also have our guest accommodation rooms available for your viewing. For more information on the free Showcase Wedding Reception event, visit HiltonCS.com or KBTX.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 624. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Look for a partly cloudy sky. It's going to be pretty nice. High temperature today will be in the middle 60s. Take us a little while to get there, but after that, it'll be okay. Tomorrow, upper 60s is what we're looking at. And probably the freezes are over for the next few days. We will have a 20% chance of showers on Saturday with a high in the upper 60s. And Sunday, showers would be likely in the morning if we have any, and there'd be a 40% chance of rain. But very moderate temperatures as we continue on to the end of the week. Right now, humidity is 73%. And we've got fair skies and 37 degrees out there.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
There's a personal characteristic that almost all happy people have. Do you have it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
With all the research that's been done on personal happiness, one thing we know for sure.
Basically, what we know about happy people is they live in the now, and they're very present wherever they are. So they go for a walk in the park, they're enjoying the walk in the park. You know, if they're working on a project, they're working on the project.
Dr. Henry Cloud, author of the book, The Law of Happiness.
It actually is a discipline that people have to learn of being in the present and being in the now and not thinking, well, I'll be happy when I get married or when I get that job or when I get that degree. What we know is when people do get married or do get that promotion, they're not happy because their mind then instantly goes to the next when.
Happy people are people who connect with others.
Do an audit. How much time do you actually spend with positive people that nurture you and that you process life with? And put those into your calendar where you're not getting it squeezed out because you're too busy.
And researchers have shown that expressing gratitude can make you happy.
What they do is they take people that are kind of at this certain level of happiness or unhappiness, and they add gratitude exercises. They make them do a list every day of what they're grateful for. Sit there for 5 minutes and think about it. They make gratitude calls. You know, call a couple of people during the week and express why you're thankful to them. Just do little things like that, and you add them into the mix. The brain chemistry begins to change, and people get happier.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 41 degrees right now at the studio, 65 degrees for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Recent developments at the Brazos Animal Shelter have put the facility on College Station City Council's radar. Mayor Nancy Berry says a council workshop this afternoon includes a staff update.
We have a terrific animal control staff in the College Station Police Department, and they do a really fine job. If there's any kind of markings or tags on an animal, they will work really hard to get it back to its owner. But for those that are unidentified and we can't do anything, we do use the animal shelter. And, it does a good job. Does it do a great job? Probably not. But, it certainly meets our needs, and operating an animal shelter would be of great expense, and I don't believe there's any great interest in getting that done in College Station.
College Station and Bryan were hit with significant fee increases this year to hold animals at the shelter for 72 hours. Earlier this month, the shelter decided to move into its own facility and stop providing services for the city of Bryan. The animal shelter wasn't planning to start operating its new facility until July, but a massive animal rescue by local authorities on Tuesday changed those plans. The new shelter location on Leonard Road has become home to 2 dogs, 5 birds, and 55 cats. Shelter officials are asking for cash contributions to buy supplies to cover the unexpected population increase. Shelter officials say the animals were removed from extremely unsanitary conditions that did not even begin to approach the very lowest humane standards of housing, feeding, and care. Free flu shots for adults are available today during a training exercise conducted by the Brazos County Health Department. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can drive to the Brazos Center between 3 and 7 p.m.
I would really like to get us to the point where, it'd be like a real disaster where we'd pretty much be overwhelmed. We've got a line of cars going back, 20 or 30 deep, and we're trying to get people through there as quickly as possible so it can kind of put the imperative in the folks' minds out there, about how we would really have to do this. Because all of these people are looking at how we're doing this right now. In the future, a lot of the people that are working out there, like if we had to open 10 of these up, each individual out there might be the manager of one, in one part of town or one part of the county or another. So this is their opportunity to see how this thing functions. Then we'll tear it apart and we'll figure out what worked well, what didn't work so well.
There'll be 4 lines of vehicles to reduce waiting time for the free flu shots. How big do you want Texas A&M University? That was a question posed to President Bowen Lofton at this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
The biggest school in the country now is Arizona State University. And I've talked to Michael Crow, their president, quite a bit, and he wants to grow to about 85 or 90,000 students. But he wants to do that not with on-campus students. He wants to do that through online instruction. Now, that's an interesting proposition. I can understand that. I think it's possible to develop extremely effective online instruction.
But Lofton says online students lose what he calls the other education and leadership opportunities on campus. Lofton says A&M is reaching a cap on freshmen, but there's still room for junior transfers and students at the graduate level. The day after the president's comments, the university announced another record spring enrollment at nearly 46,500 students. It's an increase of 500 over last spring. A&M set a record last fall with more than 49,000 students. State lawmakers are getting some help in Washington with an emergency legislative item. Senator John Cornyn has filed a balanced budget amendment at the federal level. Cornyn says the government needs to live within its means.
I think there is a grassroots effort around the country, and certainly I think a widespread
need, understanding of the need for the federal government to get its fiscal house in order.
Governor Perry made the issue a legislative emergency because of the nation's economic crisis. The bill's future in Washington, however, is uncertain. A U.S. missionary serving in Mexico is dead after a shooting Wednesday. 59-year-old Nancy Davis died at a McAllen hospital after her husband brought her back to the U.S. following the incident. Police say the woman's husband, Sam Davis, was driving when gunmen in a pickup tried to stop them. Davis sped up and the men opened fire, hitting Nancy Davis. Authorities say the gunmen are likely from a Mexican drug gang. And the local landfill operation overseen by the cities of College Station and Bryan has hired its first executive director. The Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency board says Brian Griesbach starts Valentine's Day at an annual salary of $115,000. Griesbach was a vice president for the third largest non-hazardous solid waste management company in North America. The last 6 months, he's worked at a Dallas-based landfill product distributor. Griesbach was among three finalists interviewed by the Bovisma board. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 41 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, it's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure across the region will provide us with some beautiful weather over the next few days. We'll see plenty of sunshine today. A high in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. The sunshine continues tomorrow with a high near 70. Clear skies tomorrow night, a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, sunny to start. Clouds developing later in the day, a high near 70. Showers on Sunday, a high in the mid-60s. And mostly cloudy on Monday, possible showers, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was quite a basketball game in Norman, Oklahoma last night, and it came down to the final shot that, fortunately for the Aggies, was missed by Oklahoma. And the Aggies escaped Norman with an 80-78 win. Now get ready for number one Baylor coming to Reed Arena Sunday at high noon. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
High noon, I was just thinking.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. And that way when you're, yeah, when your throat feels like crap, it doesn't matter how you whistle, right?
Yeah, true.
So I'm kind of glad to, Steve Miller is still alive, right? He survived the broadcast? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to part of the broadcast because I happened to be out. And,
Could you hear the veins popping on his forehead?
Well, they were up by 16 points in the first half.
17, which, actually. Yeah.
Okay, well, I know 16 is when he said that was the largest lead they'd ever had in that building.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to have an aneurysm then. I mean, he was just so charged up. So for it to get back to that point where, you know, they got close, so I'm glad to hear Steve is still with us.
Well, I was calling the last time they won in that building in 2007, and it wasn't as exciting as last night, but it was. It was a good ball game. A&M has a really good women's basketball team, and they'll be tested Sunday.
And so. Miller Boyd does a good job, just saying.
Yeah.
All right. we have this story where the junior senator from the state of Texas has introduced a bill.
Right. Balanced budget amendment.
Balanced. Yeah. And what was the last line of that news story that you gave us?
That its future is uncertain.
Yeah.
In Washington.
Could I just say LMAO? Okay. how many senators looked at that and went, yeah, we'll get right on that, Senator Cornyn. We'll balance that budget because that's what we do. But see, we got to do it in Texas. I mean,
constitutional.
Not saying it's a bad thing, just saying D.C. may be tough. Story this morning says Texas lawmakers may end up looking to drinkers, drivers, and shoppers. It's kind of like gypsies, tramps, and thieves,
yeah, I was
right?
going to say.
To rake in hundreds of millions of dollars to fill up our big old budget gap that we got there. So, Legislative Budget Board is recommending the government find some ways to, well, repeal the ban on Sunday liquor sales.
Woo-hoo! Ah, the demon rum will
Let's
get you.
Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Let's do it. How many times have I rattled that door going, oh, my God, it's Sunday. I do remember, though.
Just, you know, Scott buys the high-dollar stuff. Uh-huh. You know, the plastic
right.
bottle,
yeah.
white label, vodka
right.
spelled with two Ds.
Yeah.
What kind of wine in a box you got there?
Well, no, you can buy that.
Yeah, you can buy that anytime.
Sunday. Come on, Scott.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is. It's interesting when you travel to different states where the laws are different. And we were in New Mexico. And not only is the grocery store, the liquor store inside the grocery store there.
Yeah.
But it's open on Sunday, boys. I mean, you know, if the sun is going around and around or the earth's going around the sun, they got them a liquor store open there in New Mexico.
That's right.
They just, of course, if you're in New Mexico, you need every opportunity right. you can to get tax revenue. But anyhow.
So Marquis says take communion here on Sunday.
Them right? too. That's yeah. right. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. A little fruit of the vine and then take you a bottle of liquor.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing it with box wine, that might be made out of apples, though.
That's true. So anyhow, Sunday liquor sales, they're looking at that. Adding a surcharge to the purchase of gas-guzzling vehicles. And doing away with August sales tax holidays.
Oh.
Well, which, again, we've discussed that. Are you going to really stand in line that long to save $8.25? And if you are, then that's
well,
good.
Listeners to this station might not necessarily.
But there's some people who.
For 8.25% off. But, yeah. you know, there are a lot of people out there who think, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a great thing.
Yeah.
I got to go. This is the only time we don't pay sales tax.
Yeah. Well, just the idea that you're stiffing the government out of something, you know.
Well, now that
that's
might
probably
be.
Appealing to enough people to wait in
probably
line. You know?
So the yeah. thing is, it's not like okay, I'm not going to buy these school supplies because you know uh-huh. I'm going to wait for the sale.
Sorry,
well,
sorry, little Johnny, you can't have pens this year no. because they've done away with the sales tax holiday.
Can't be doing it. They say that those efforts could raise $220 million over the next 2 years. Okay.
yeah. 220 million over the next 2 years,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the equivalent of us finding a quarter in our couch cushion.
Exactly.
You realize that.
Exactly. And making some people really, really unhappy. Now, for their part, of course, the vice president of Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, Ben Jenkins, thinks it's an innovative way for legislators to raise money without having to raise taxes.
I bet that Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S. America is,
yeah.
They have a far better holiday gathering than, like, the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
You know, you're probably right. What do they have in their break room?
Oh, yeah. man.
Ah.
What's,
yeah,
what's their water machine hooked up to?
Yeah. Okay, now, as far as these, better sniff it before you drink it.
Yeah, yeah. really. is that water?
No, Canadian Club.
Yeah, now for this.
It's clear, I know that. But.
For this gas guzzler thing now, what they're talking about is putting a $100 surcharge on the purchase of new vehicles that fail to meet the government efficiency standards of 27.5 miles per gallon for a passenger vehicle. But
for what year model, though? I mean,
just says the next 2 years. Well, I guess, new vehicles. So it says
okay.
for new vehicles. And, but here you go, 23.5 miles per gallon for your light trucks. And, of course, in Texas, we do have some trucks on the road.
Yeah, we
so
do.
Maybe they're looking at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said the Texas Automobile Dealers Association did not respond with a comment for that. But nonetheless, that's one of those things that they're looking at and making go. So if you get out there and just got a drink, you know.
Yeah, if you got a drink, you got a drink.
That's right. Sunday's open for you now, so that could be a good thing. And well, excuse me, they're proposing this. And, again, it's that time of year where we hear more and more things.
Boy, well, and we're not encouraging you to drink. We're just encouraging you to buy it.
Much like the cigarettes. Just buy them. You don't have to smoke them because it is for the children. And how about those Texas senators? They can move with light speed sometimes, can't they? this voter ID thing. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Steve Ogden, I think, tomorrow and see how they got moving on that. Let's see what else. Oh, okay, we finished up with this political commission, this fact-finding commission who's decided who was to blame for the financial meltdown. And, you know, this is like the 9/11 commission.
Uh-huh.
They're going to tell us what caused it and how you can prevent it, and everybody's going to go, okay, thanks, appreciate that. And so there was a group of them who said there was weak regulations, that Wall Street was reckless, Security Exchange Commission didn't do their job, Federal Reserve was lax in their enforcement, and Alan Greenspan is a crotchety old man. There's that group over there.
But there was no mention of George Bush in there.
No, there wasn't, and I'm not sure why that is. Now, they also faulted Ben Bernanke. They said he didn't see the storm coming. So, really, no matter who you want to blame, somebody on this commission is in agreement with you. So that's perfect. That way the elected officials don't have to do anything. Senators and congressmen don't have to do anything. They could just point to the commission and say, see, the commission was exactly right. The commission knew exactly what they were saying because they just blamed everybody on some level, some way, shape, or form. And again, much like the 9/11 commission, these folks have given us guidelines and the country will go, yeah, right, whatever. There was a story on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago about a guy who is a professional gambler in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
talking about how he spends most of his time in the sports book and how much money he makes. And he said, you don't find crooks here. You find crooks on Wall Street.
Ah.
He said, I took a bath on Wall Street. He said, I know what I'm doing over here. You go to Wall Street. And again, they don't talk about it very much, but they're investors. There are institutional investors, people who are in the business, who call folks like us stupid money because we follow around thinking that we've come up with something, sniff around, get ourselves $100 on a $5,000 investment and go, woohoo! And then you hold it too long and you get soaked. But that's the stupid money, but we don't want to get into Wall Street today. How about Dennis Kucinich? You hear about him?
What do you do now?
Dennis suing the companies that run the house cafeteria.
Oh,
claiming
they get rid of the chocolate milk?
Yeah.
They quit giving out the Mickey Mouse ears?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got a bad Lunchable. Yeah.
Actually, what happened is this.
Now I have a visual of federal lawmakers going through that sterile line with the trays and the ladies in the white uniforms.
Yeah. See? It works, doesn't it? I don't think it's quite that way. But no.
No, you don't say.
Apparently, there was an olive pit in a sandwich that he ate. And he says it has caused him, quote, serious and permanent oral injury.
He got a little bitty goozle there, you know. You know.
Yeah.
don't take much of a pit.
Most of us, we could go ahead and swallow that olive pit.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I applaud him for making it only $150,000. I mean, if it was somebody who was, you know, go find themselves an ambulance chaser, it would have made it $1.5 million. Because after all, it's the federal government.
Right.
Yeah. $1.5
right.
million. Dollars. So I guess we...
Well, we're trying to, you know, cut spending.
That's
so
what it is.
Yeah. You cut your litigation, yeah. what you're going after.
He wants to win the lawsuit. He just kind of doesn't want to cost the government a whole lot of money for that.
Yeah.
So there we go. So heads up for him. And Harry Reid has once again publicly said that we're not going to stop this earmark thing. And he says we need to continue to do that. His opposition is based on constitutional grounds. Harry has told CBS News.
Really? What article and section
is
that in?
Yeah, but
thou shalt have earmarks.
Here's, and it should be said, yeah. He says any president would love to be able to get more power. And if he's doing that, he is usurping the power of the legislative branch of the government. And that power is then given over to the executive branch.
So it's not constitutional, it's territorial.
Well,
I could make that argument.
Yeah, well, he's by saying legislative and executive, he's figuring that it is constitutional. But again, it's a matter of this is my turf right here.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do.
Don't cross this line. So anyhow, that's where that was. I doubt that it will make it to the Supreme Court. You know, I'm thinking we probably won't hear this in the judicial branch of the government either.
Well, might as well get the third one involved.
Yeah, that's true. And there are
might
three.
Educate some people on what the three branches actually are.
Yeah.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
If you're raising showbirds, don't miss the special edition of Producers Saturday Class. Beginning at 11 a.m. this Saturday, 4-H and FFA exhibitors can learn about all aspects of the feeding and management of show broilers from Mike Vader, a state-recognized poultry judge. Mike will talk about the little things that will help make you a success in the show ring this year. Remember, it's Raising Show Broilers this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue, just north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 778-6000.
People feel almost as close to their pets as they do to the other members of their family. Still, we're bothered when a teenager brings the car home out of gas, and we lament the damage our dogs do to our gardens. Life is full of frustrations. Our best goals as mature thinking adults will be to learn better coping skills. Let's confine our comments to dogs, teenagers, or beyond this venue. Pets in the Landscape, right after this message. With growing season 2011 out there before you, you need a copy of my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. In more than 10,000 words, it will tell you what you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray in each month of this gardening year. It's a beautiful calendar with all of that information. Save one-third on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription. That's to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Buy this offer today for just $36.95. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. We've been doing our magazine for 25 years. We feature the finest garden writers in Texas. Every word of our magazine is written just for the great state of Texas. And this is my 28th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I believe it may be my best. More than 10,000 words, more than 50,000 keystroke entries, hundreds of bullets telling you when to do all the important tasks. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're seeing pacing and pathways in your lawn and in your landscape due to dogs, it's because they've become bored. They hear noises in the alley. They smell other dogs outside the wood fence. They run back and forth along the property line until all of the grass is grilled into the ground. Or they take a repetitive path through your plants, trampling low shrubs and ground covers in the process. In all of these cases, your best cure will be to vary their routes. Use stakes, short fencing, containers, or any other means of blocking their access. Teach them to go different ways to get to their favorite places. And if you've tried all of that and still failed, develop them a little garden pathway of bark mulch or pea gravel or stepping stones. Odds are that their route might also be useful to you. Dogs dig for at least three different reasons. Controlling each of these types of behavior requires a different approach. For example, dogs dig to escape. Do what you must to make escape impossible, and your dog will soon tire. Some dogs dig to bury. Don't give your pet bones that call for interment. Finally, dogs will dig to hollow out cool burrows in the summer. Allow your dog one place to sleep. Perhaps it's one burrow that's out of sight behind the shrubs, or maybe it's a box with actual bedding up on the porch. Do what you must to correct excessive digging. Good luck. I know it is easier to talk about it than it is to put into practice, but maybe that'll help you just a little bit. Then there's damage to trees' trunks. Bored dogs will peel bark away from the trunks of trees like fruitless mulberries and silver maples and others. You come home at night and the tree has been stripped bare. That's another sign of a bored dog, but you really can't take a chance because there's no way to save a tree that's been damaged in that manner. Put up some type of loose wire mesh around the trunk so the dog won't have access if you see any tendency toward that. Don't secure the wire in any way that might eventually girdle the trunk as the tree grows larger. There's pet containment. Conventional fences work very well, but they may meet your landscaping goals and they may not. Welded wire fencing is more attractive than chain link, yet it serves the same purposes. Pets are confined, yet vistas aren't blocked. Wrought iron fencing, while expensive, is handsome and effective, and you might try one of the low voltage pet barricade things where they wear a collar. We have that and we're very happy with it. Plants that serve several purposes in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
I don't know if it's time for you to lose weight so that you'll live longer, so that you'll have more time with your kids, because your clothes don't fit, because you're unhappy with yourself. But maybe it is that time, and it's very hard to do alone. So why do it alone? Give Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, a call. She will do it with you. The thing about Ashley that makes her special, that makes her different, is she knows how to get you in shape, but it's so much more than that. She wants you to. She'll be with you every step of the way to get you into the condition and the shape that you want to be in to reach the goals that you have. Ashley has personal training. Ashley has the group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Whether you want to lose weight, you want to slim down, you want to learn how to eat right, you just want to live better, call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900. She's not just another personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. Well, the game of women's basketball got a shot in the arm last night at the Noble Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Too bad the TV coverage was very limited, but a packed arena watched nail-biter between 5th-ranked A&M and 13th-ranked Oklahoma. Alas, the home folks drove home sad as A&M won 80-78, but they knew that they'd gotten their money's worth. It was A&M's 12th straight win, their second straight road win over a ranked opponent, but it did not come easy. Although for a while in the first half, it looked like it might. The Aggies trailed by three and then erupted on a 19-1 run to take a 15-point lead that grew to 17 points later. Aggies' Danielle Adams had scored 22 points in the first 14 minutes of the game. A&M led by 13 at half, and as you knew they would, the Sooners came roaring back, opened the second half with a 9-0 run to cut the Aggie lead to 4. Game on. A&M would get the lead back to 11 a couple of times, but OU outscored A&M 24-11 in a 7-minute span of the second half and took the lead by 2 with 5:31 left. Take it to the last minute of the game. A&M's Sydney Carter tied it at 78 all. OU superstar Danielle Robinson then missed 2 underneath and a free throw within 25 seconds. A&M came down where Adams was fouled with 7 seconds left. She made both free throws to give them a 2-point lead. Then they guarded Robinson down the court where she missed a contested 12-footer at the buzzer that would have tied it. Both Danielles, Adams and Robinson, scored over 30 points. A&M now has a half-game lead over Baylor in the Big 12 standings, but that'll be settled on Sunday at noon when the top-ranked Bears come to Reed Arena for the nation's spotlight game. The 11th-ranked Aggie men will be headed for Lincoln to meet Nebraska Saturday ahead of their big Monday matchup with Texas at Reed. B.J. Holmes talks about going to play the final Big 12 game in Lincoln.
I mean, it's a little bittersweet. Every you know, last road game of my career, you know, last time we went up there, Josh hit a three-pointer to win the game for us. And, you know, I think their fans going to be hype, you know, because obviously they want to beat us. And that number of our name is not helping us any bit. So, but, you know, Nebraska, good team, beat some good teams this year, and I think they'd be ready for us.
Now, speaking of the Longhorns, they went to 5-0 in the league last night when they beat Oklahoma State 61-46 in Stillwater, as fans remembered the 10 who were killed in a private plane crash in Colorado 10 years ago today. Also, Texas Tech beat Iowa State 92-83. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs withstood a late rally to beat the Utah Jazz 112-105. Manu Ginobili scored 26, Tony Parker had 23, and the Spurs improved to a franchise best 39-7. Houston's stingy defense on rookie star Blake Griffin helped the Rockets beat the Clippers 96-83. Griffin scored just 14 points, went 5 of 16 from the field. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has sent a memo to his staff saying that he will cut his salary to $1 if there's a work stoppage after the collective bargaining agreement expires in March. And he says Chief Negotiator Jeff Patch will do the same.
Goodell makes about $10 million a year, including bonuses. Pash makes about $5 million a year. And Li Na has made tennis history at the Australian Open. Na became the first Chinese player to reach Grand Slam singles final by rallying to beat top seed Caroline Wozniacki yesterday at the Australian Open semifinals. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. More next hour at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more...
Ryan. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Kids across the Northeast are happy. It's a snow day.
I do have three tests.
But she doesn't have to take them in Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
I want
to
play in the snow.
It's not so fun for adults. Roads are slippery, airports a mess, a lot of people digging you out. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live here in snowy New York.
And Dave, the rule for the day is call before you go.
I was supposed to be on an AirTran flight, which was canceled. We booked another one canceled.
Thousands of airline flights are canceled. Two major airports, JFK International and Newark, are closed until later this morning. Amtrak has shut down all service north of New York City. Hundreds of thousands are in the dark, and many folks in the region are running out of patience. And Dave, I'm running out of adjectives to describe this mess.
Yeah, and Todd, it's happening every week. The storm started also down in Tennessee. They've had a tough winter down south as well. Blood and bones strewn about in Baghdad after a car bomb blasted a Shiite funeral. At least 37 are dead, 78 wounded. It started in Tunisia, spread to Egypt, so now there are mass protests in the streets of Yemen, angry, calling for change. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley monitors it all live from Jerusalem.
Dave, in Yemen, thousands calling for their president to go, with day three of unprecedented protests in Egypt.
We are here for change. We are here to protest against the corrupt policies of the Egyptian regime.
Reports of at least six killed and over 800 arrested. Egyptian opposition leader and Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei scheduled to return tonight. The U.S. careful not to criticize longtime ally President Hosni Mubarak, but President Obama saying Egyptians have the right to freedom of expression. Dave?
Courtney, a Utah military base back open after a lockdown last night over a serious concern that officials won't detail. The Dugway Proving Grounds carry out tests to protect U.S. troops against biological weapon attacks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3.125%, 3.4% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 800-555-8733. That's 800-555-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their huge floor model sale going on right now. You'll find up to 45% off on select items throughout the entire store, priced marked to move. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings on to you. But hurry, this sale will end soon. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office during the huge floor model sale going on right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. Come and experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that'll give you years of enjoyment. These beautiful pieces are handcrafted and made with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. It's the huge floor model sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations, located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center, right next to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
If you're raising showbirds, don't miss the special edition of Producer's Saturday Class. Beginning at 11 a.m. this Saturday, 4-H and FFA exhibitors can learn about all aspects of the feeding and management of show broilers from Mike Vader, a state-recognized poultry judge. Mike will talk about the little things that will help make you a success in the show ring this year. Remember, it's Raising Show Broilers this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Producer's. Producer's on Texas Avenue, just north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 778-6000.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, mid-60s, should be much like yesterday, and yesterday was pretty nice. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council will discuss this afternoon what the future holds for the city and the Brazos Animal Shelter. That follows the shelter's decision to move by the end of June to its own facility and stop providing emergency services for the city of Bryan. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the shelter's been doing what College Station requires.
City College Station, you know, by state law, has to, you know, take care of stray and animals, and we're not interested in being in the animal shelter business. So the animal shelter has told us that they're going to be in business, so we're going to look at what the alternatives are and what we need to do to make sure that we continue to be able to offer animal control.
Both cities were hit with a significant fee increase this year in holding animals in the shelter for 72 hours. The new animal shelter has its first occupants. 55 cats, 5 birds, and 2 dogs are in temporary facilities at the shelter-owned property on Leonard Road. The animals were seized by local authorities on Tuesday as part of an animal cruelty investigation. A news release from the shelter does ask for cash contributions to help take care of those additional animals. The shelter did not report the health status of the rescues, but did describe that they were previously housed in extremely unsanitary conditions. Volunteers from a variety of local agencies are helping the Brazos County Health Department get you a free flu shot. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can come to the Brazos Center parking lot today between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
They'll drive into the Brazos Center off of Briarcrest. That's the only way that you can get in. There'll be directions in the parking lot of where you're to go. There'll be people there that'll hand you a clipboard with a pen, and you just fill out all of your personal information like you normally would if you were going to get a vaccination at a clinic. Then you'll be directed down one of 4 lanes that will terminate at a vaccination station, which will be a 12-by-12-foot canvas canopy. And there'll be people there who literally, you'll just put your arm out your window, they'll swab you with an alcohol swab, give you your shot, and you'll be on your way.
Funding comes from grant money left over from last year's H1N1 vaccine campaign. Texas A&M University has announced another record enrollment. After 5 class days, spring numbers are approaching 46,500. That's an increase of 500 over the same time last spring. Last fall set an all-time high of more than 49,000. At this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, A&M President Bowen Lofton says he doesn't see A&M becoming the largest campus in the country. One big reason is because freshman classes are reaching maximum levels.
We bring in over 8,000 freshmen every year here. All of you parents, imagine 8,000 18-year-olds. I mean, this is not trivial. I mean, it's one thing to put them in a classroom, but it's something else to provide the housing, the oversight, the other activities they need to have at that age to be able to utilize their time in productive ways. And so I'm trying to be careful how I say this, okay? But you know, how big do you want that to get?
Lofton says A&M does have room to grow with transfers at the junior level and selectively on the graduate level. He says the largest student body at Arizona State could get to 90,000 thanks to online classes. But Lofton says the trade-off is students lose exposure to leadership opportunities on campus. There's nothing official yet, but it looks like Governor Perry will give his State of the State address on February 8th. Among the items he's expected to bring up, lawsuit reform. Perry says passing that type of legislation will help economic growth.
It is a powerful inducement to come and live in a state where that type of protections would be in place, that type of fairness.
Perry is expected to ask lawmakers to pass a loser pays system to curb frivolous lawsuits. Republican leaders have scored their first major legislative victory of the 2011 session with passage by the Texas Senate of a bill to require Texans to present a photo ID before being allowed to vote. The legislation passed the Senate along partisan lines. One exemption was for certain disabled people and those ages 70 and over. One last-minute change both sides could agree on was a provision adding a concealed weapons permit as a valid form of identification. And the landfill operation serving Bryan and College Station has its first full-time boss. The board overseeing the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency has hired Brian Griesbach as executive director. Griesbach has more than 20 years' experience in the solid waste industry. For the last 6 months, Griesbach has worked for a Dallas-based landfill product distributor. Before that, he was a vice president for the third-largest non-hazardous solid waste management company in North America. Griesbach starts Valentine's Day, and his annual salary was set at $115,000. Griesbach was among three finalists interviewed by the Bovisma board. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 40 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In the book of Exodus, the Lord delivered the Israelites from Egypt and began to lead them through the wilderness to the promised land. However, the people so sinned against the Lord that thousands of them were destroyed in the wilderness and never saw the land of their inheritance. Though these were God's chosen people and received divine favors from Him, because of their sins, they died and never secured their reward. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul references this and applies the sober lesson to Christians. In verse 11 and 12, he states, "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." You see, friends, while there surely is security in the fold of God, it is still possible for a Christian to so sin, like the Israelites, as to fall from grace and lose his part in the promise of eternal life. That is why we must remain sober, diligent, and faithful unto the very end. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Let's do some weather at 7:12. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, radios for your business. In business for 30 years, contact Charles Culver at 775-2929 or 775-2-WAY.
High pressure across the region will provide us with some beautiful weather over the next few days. We'll see plenty of sunshine today, a high in the mid-60s, clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. The sunshine continues tomorrow with a high near 70. Clear skies tomorrow night, a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, sunny to start. Clouds developing later in the day, a high near 70. Showers on Sunday, a high in the mid-60s. And mostly cloudy on Monday. Possible showers, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk about that great basketball game last night. Great if you're an Aggie fan. They beat Oklahoma in Norman by 2. Up next, number 1 Baylor coming to town on Sunday.
Sunday. We'll talk about that. The NBA, a couple of Texas teams won, and Australian Open, the latest history made there. All that and more coming up in sports.
History was made at the Australian Open. Really?
Yes, uh-huh.
And we weren't there.
No, no, for
but
history.
It was probably on television.
Oh, yeah,
probably
sure.
There.
Sure.
So, Chase, do you have a rim shot? Or do you have uncontrollable laughter? Either one of those? Do you have any audio source?
Nothing. I used to have a rim shot.
I did too,
then,
but it's gone. So.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I mean, I've got it. I just have to go find mine because I was going to say something funny.
Right.
Oh, well, that would cause us pause for sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, anyway, so when I find the rim shot, I'll do that. Oh, here we go. See, I found it real quickly, so that's good. So I'm listening to your newscast.
I think I got one right here. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, what do you got?
Ah, that's a classic rim shot right there.
Let me see. Oh, I got the exact same one.
That's identical.
Yeah.
How fun. We may have just accessed it from the same database.
That's our default rim
probably,
shot.
Probably, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, because I was about to say something humorous, and so I kind of, if we could have an accentuator.
Okay.
And since we don't really want a live band in here all the time.
No.
So I was listening to your news, Chase.
Uh-huh.
And you had a story about, it's pretty funny, had a story about how folks gathered the kids around the radio. had a story about how they're giving shots at the health department.
Right.
And it's very convenient,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you just they direct you to one of four right. lanes, and you get an alcohol swab, and they do
roll
that
down your window and right? stick out your arm.
That's it. And you don't really have to
bite down on a pencil.
Yeah, you don't have to get out of the car or anything like that. So would that be called drive-by shotting? That's pretty funny.
That's better than a rim shot.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for an hour
and
a half.
Have you?
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Good.
No, wait, that's it. Wait, let
that's
me,
right. And how much do you make an hour?
Hush.
Uh-huh.
Frank, do you think it's a drive-by shotting? Cool. Look, you'll use it today. I guarantee you.
And if
depending
really,
on
you
guarantee
they,
me, huh?
Depending on whether
you're
they
gonna
laugh
bet me
or
now?
Not. Yeah. Depending on whether they laugh or not, we'll give you credit for it.
Yeah, well, I don't want credit. I'm
yeah.
just,
well, if they don't laugh, you'll get it.
I'll get it anyway. All right, so we got more drama here with the first the Super Bowl pregame show. Now, we mentioned Christine Aguilera, is that right, doing the
anthem?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Black Eyed Peas at halftime. Okay, pregame show now. Keith Urban is set to perform, along with Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, saw that.
What are they going to do? Which, again, is interesting. I think they went on a musical tour. I'm not sure how well that went. And I like the Blue Man Group, and I've seen their show a couple of times. And I just, it's like nothing else, and it doesn't mean you'll like it, but it's like nothing else. I would think somehow that would be lost on the crowd. I think you need kind of an intimate setting to be able to understand the Blue Man Group and get that.
Well, with that big screen, though, you might be able to get it back, you know, because, you know, a lot of people will.
One of the things that they do is they throw marshmallows into the mouth of one of the – one throws marshmallows into the mouth of the other who catches, like, 14 marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
People are going, you paid to see this.
Huh? Yeah.
How are you going to do that on the big screen? Because it's certainly going to be lost if they're down there on the 50-yard line doing it.
Right. A lot of what they do is – depending on, I've never seen them, but I've seen them on TV, on lighting. They do a lot of stuff in, like, glow-in-the-dark stuff and things like that, right?
That won't work.
Yeah. Yeah, that won't work.
See,
you're right.
Yeah. So, anyway, good luck to them on that. All right, so here we go. Here's our piece of Super Bowl drama. Members of the Green Bay Packers who wouldn't be in the team photo for the Super Bowl. Players were set to arrive in Dallas on Monday ahead of Tuesday's media day,
mm-hmm.
which includes the team photo shoot. But 16 Packers on the injured reserve list weren't going to be flown down to Texas until next Thursday.
Well, that's kind of a raw deal.
Saying that they didn't want the players to miss their week-long injury rehab. Players balked on Twitter, which can be messy. ESPN.
In public, too.
Yeah,
huh?
ESPN's Herman Edwards suggested the Packers coaches could foot the bill to fly the players down for the day and then back to Green Bay until Thursday. Finally, the team reversed their decision. They will change the date of the photo to accommodate. So, drama.
Crisis averted.
Yes, I'm so glad about that. And the other thing that they're doing, and this has been going on now for a couple of days, is, and I don't know who came up with this, and I want to say probably it started with GoDaddy.com, when GoDaddy.com was about to go on the Super Bowl, and they created a tremendous amount of buzz about their commercials ahead of time.
Yeah.
Would they be banned? Would they be accepted? And now, because YouTube is everywhere, there are folks who are floating their commercials out saying, well, we were going to run this on the Super Bowl, but it got banned. What a brilliant marketing move. Because then folks see it. It could very well go viral. And you know how much it costs to put it on YouTube? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So you're going to start hearing more and more talk about Doritos already had two commercials that had...
Well, and they're letting people vote. Doritos and Pepsi are letting people vote.
I mean, that is brilliant marketing. Brilliant marketing. And by the way, they really don't care what you think, okay? You can vote all you want, but they really don't care. And all they're doing is they're getting their name out there. And it looks like John Stone could have his job back at that Chicago dealership if he wanted it.
He's the Packers tie.
Packers tie guy. He says, nah, no thanks. Got another offer from
a competing
car dealership nearby. Matter of fact, he got several offers.
I'll bet he did.
Yeah, but what if he sucks as a salesman?
Thing is, you have to wonder about that because of the tie deal.
And that's the other thing. He's already proven. I mean, he's kind of an ornery guy, mm-hmm. just a little bit. I mean, if your boss tells you, okay, what you're wearing is inappropriate, I mean, really?
Well, and that's the thing is he must have been at least on the bubble some months, because if he was their star, they wouldn't care what he wore.
No, he could have come in a clown suit.
Yeah, it would not have mattered. The manager of the new place says, good salesmen are hard to find. To put somebody's livelihood in jeopardy because of a tie is idiotic. The boss at the old dealership told WGN Television in Chicago that after he fired John, he got several internet leads from people who wanted to buy a car from him. Now they're going to go to the competitor, is what he says. Well, then if John was a pretty good salesman, you were an idiot to do that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds like there's a healthy share of it on one side or the other.
Something like that. Okay, so now a couple of news. It's 7:21. A couple of news stories I enjoy. Did I mention the drive-by shotting?
Yeah. Okay. You did. Yeah.
I want to know what a landfill product distributor does. I mean, I'm just saying, because we've got the new guy who's going to be the executive director of the landfill, and I always enjoy talking to people who are in a business or do jobs that I don't know much about, because I like to, no matter what the job is, there are innovations out there. And to find out what's new and different in an industry or a job is always fascinating to me. And I've never thought about what kind of products you need for a landfill, because I'm figuring we, the people, pretty much provide the primary product, right? I mean, we give them the stuff to put in the landfill. But what else do you have to do to make that landfill work? And just kind of wondering out loud about that. And then you got the story about the voter ID, which, as we mentioned, went through the state Senate at light speed. But there is some thought about other forms of ID. And I looked it up on the story out of the Austin American Statesman. And it says, out of 41 amendments, one of them offered by Democrats, only 9 were approved. Among the tweaks requiring notices about voter ID to be both in Spanish and English, and adding handgun licenses to the list of approved photo IDs. Now, my question to Chase was, off the air we were talking, does it have to be a current handgun license? Because if it's got your picture on it, and it's... Even though it may have run out or expired, I mean, that's still you on that picture, right?
You could make the argument.
The next question is, that would add to the list of times when you probably need to be aware of how you look
during
a picture. Let me grab a call here quick. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I was just thinking about your landfill product distributor.
Yeah.
I think that's the guy that sits on the bulldozer and distributes it all over the landfill.
Yeah, yes. he was driving. I think he was above that, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, actually, the physical distribution.
Once again, caller brings up a good point.
Yeah,
it all depends on how you describe it.
Yeah, what is distribution after all? Okay, obviously, your driver license, because you could keep that picture for a long time.
Well, you and I were talking off the air. I mean, my driver license picture, I believe, goes back to 1998.
When you were a big old
boy. Yeah. And not as gray.
Yeah.
And had some facial hair and
hairstyle. It was actually pre-TV hair, but that big good hair stuff going on.
How long did the driver's license go? Because I have to change mine this year.
Do you?
How long does it go?
27 years.
No.
Next is, I don't know.
I look quite a bit younger, so it must be a while.
And
6 years, maybe?
Tom DeLay taught us the importance of that booking photo.
Right.
Because he did the big smiley face.
Most of the time they tell you can't smile.
Right.
They won't let you smile in a booking photo.
When you present a card that says you are packing heat, I mean, what do you want that picture to look like? You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst picture I ever took.
But I mean, you
know, was on my CHL.
And now, where did you take that?
It was at the place where I was taking. Took the course. So,
you know, I'm just
because what it was on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I just threw on a baseball cap, you know, because we.
Wait a minute! They let you wear the hat in the picture?
No.
Oh, all right.
That's
fine.
Just it. So I had bedhead going on.
Uh huh.
So it's like 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I throw on the cap. I didn't shave. Nothing. Mm. And the first thing they say, all right, we're gonna go ahead and take your picture now.
You look like last guy that needs that license. Right?
I really did. The angle, I looked swollen. Oh, I mean, and looked angry. I mean,
that's the whole thing, right? And how many people have tweeted, you know, my CHL picture sucks? You know,
trust me, if I ever get accused of a crime, that'll be the one that makes it on TV.
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
You know, one thing about that, you can't mail that in. You have to take that class every 4 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But you get a 4-year updated photo every time you renew your handgun license.
The argument is that if you can't find your current one and you say, okay, well, I'm current, but this is my old one.
Yeah. Now,
can they accept that as voter ID?
Yeah. But the guy didn't say, do you smile, right? He just said, there you are.
He said, look right here. Snap.
All right. That's done and done.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
You've heard the saying before, more than likely, your home is your biggest investment. For most of us, that is the case. If it is time for you to sell your home, you're ready to upgrade, or you're moving, you want someone that is going to be able to move your home quickly, and not only that, sell it for the most money that you can possibly get. If your home is not paid for, you owe money on it. You want to get as much money out of that property as you possibly can. That's why things like virtual tours can make all the difference. Zweiker & Associates specializes in things like virtual tours. 360 true virtual tours, completely unique to the Bryan-College Station market. It allows potential buyers literally to not only look at your home, but walk through your home, looking around from room to room. Not only that, they're iPhone compatible, allowing potential buyers to tour your home in the palm of their hand. Find out more about virtual tours from Zweiker & Associates to make your home more attractive to a potential buyer. Go to ZARealestate.com. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 727. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by ResPro. Fire damage or water damage, you need to get it cleaned up. Call ResPro at 690-8659. High today about 65 degrees, low tonight around 39. We'll be near 70. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, chance of showers now at 60% on Saturday night, just so you know, and probably 60% during the day on Sunday, but the temps ought to be great. Right now, the humidity is 82%. Winds are from the southwest at 3 miles an hour. We've got fair skies and 34.
Team Ford says no, no, no. No payments till June, no interest for 60 months, and no money down. These are the best no's you'll ever hear. Because of our volume sales, Team Ford can guarantee the best price, and it's the only place every new Ford comes with a lifetime warranty. guaranteed. So come in today. Get the best price with a lifetime warranty. Plus, no money down. Pay 0% for 60 months and make no payments till June.
I'm Mike Vivaldi, and I'm just 11.7 miles south of high prices in Navasota. Team Ford is on Highway 6 between 90 and 105.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, touted by the rock star Bono, raised almost $22 billion in its health fund. But a recent investigation revealed that a lot of the money is accounted for with bogus documents, shoddy bookkeeping practices. Almost two-thirds of some grants, tens of millions of dollars, are lost to graft and corruption. Officials from the fund say that other charitable organizations are worse. In fact, the AP reports the United Nations severely cut back internal corruption investigations for fear donations would dry up if the extent of the corruption were known. You see, no matter how noble the cause, if there's a large pile of money waiting to be given away to help the needy, you'll find an assortment of crooks ready to take it. Human nature is human nature. Well, there's a pile of taxpayer money in Washington. It's not billions, it's trillions. And despite everything we know about human nature and crooks, liberals throw that pile at government agencies to invest in education, infrastructure, on money-losing railroads and public broadcasting, on government programs that produce nothing while crippling economic growth with layers of regulation. It's time to cut the pile of money this government takes, spends, and wastes, and cut the number of people in government taking it. The moment of truth is here. Cute buzzwords and noble-sounding causes no longer fool anyone, especially not with me on the case.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3.125%, 3.4% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 800-555-8733. That's 800-555-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 40 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Recent developments at the Brazos Animal Shelter have put the facility on College Station City Council's radar. Mayor Nancy Berry says a council workshop today includes a staff update.
We have a terrific animal control staff in the College Station Police Department, and they do a really fine job. If there's any kind of markings or tags on an animal, they will work really hard to get it back to its owner. But for those that are unidentified and we can't do anything, we do use the animal shelter. And, you know, it does a good job. Does it do a great job? Probably not. But, you know, it certainly meets our needs. And operating an animal shelter would be of great expense, and I don't believe there's any great interest in getting that done in College Station.
College Station and Bryan were hit with significant fee increases this year to hold animals at the shelter for 72 hours. Earlier this month, the shelter decided to move into its own facility and stop providing services for the city of Bryan. The animal shelter wasn't planning to start operating its new facility until July, but a massive animal rescue by local authorities on Tuesday changed those plans. The new shelter location on Leonard Road has become home to 2 dogs, 5 birds, and 55 cats. Shelter officials are asking for cash contributions to buy supplies to cover the unexpected population increase. Shelter officials say the animals were removed from extremely unsanitary conditions that did not even begin to approach the very lowest humane standards of housing, feeding, and care. Free flu shots for adults are available today during a training exercise conducted by the Brazos County Health Department. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paula says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can drive to the Brazos Center between 3 and 7 p.m.
I would really like to get us to a point where, you know, it'd be like a real disaster where we'd pretty much be overwhelmed. We've got a line of cars going back, you know, 20 or 30 deep, and we're trying to get people through there as quickly as possible so it can kind of put the imperative in the folks' minds out there, you know, about how we would really have to do this. As all of these people are looking at how we're doing this right now, in the future, a lot of the people that are working out there, like if we had to open 10 of these up, each individual out there might be the manager of one, you know, in one part of town or one part of the county or another. So this is their opportunity to see how this thing functions. Then we'll tear it apart and we'll figure out what worked well, what didn't work so well.
There'll be 4 lines of vehicles to reduce waiting time for those free flu shots. How big do you want Texas A&M University? That was a question posed to A&M President Bowen Lofton at this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
The biggest school in the country now is Arizona State University. And I've talked to Michael Crow, their president, quite a bit. And he wants to grow to about 85 or 90,000 students. But he wants to do that not with on-campus students. He wants to do that through online instruction. Now, that's an interesting proposition. You know, I can understand that. I think it's possible to develop extremely effective online instruction.
But Lofton says online students lose what he calls the other education, including on-campus leadership opportunities. Lofton says A&M is reaching a cap on freshmen, but there's still room for junior transfers and students at the graduate level. The day after the president's comments, the university announced another record spring enrollment at nearly 46,500 students. That's an increase of 500 over last spring. A&M set an overall record enrollment last fall with more than 49,000 students. State lawmakers are getting some help in Washington with an emergency legislative item. Senator John Cornyn has filed a balanced budget amendment at the federal level. Cornyn says the government needs to live within its means.
I think there is a grassroots effort around the country, and certainly I think a widespread understanding of the need for the federal government to get its fiscal house in order.
Governor Perry made the issue a legislative emergency because of the nation's economic crisis. The bill's future in Washington, however, is uncertain. A U.S. missionary serving in Mexico is dead after a shooting Wednesday. 59-year-old Nancy Davis died at a McAllen hospital after her husband brought her back to the U.S. following the incident. Police say the woman's husband, Sam Davis, was driving when gunmen in a pickup truck tried to stop them. Davis sped up and the men opened fire, hitting Nancy Davis. Authorities say the gunmen are likely from a Mexican drug gang. And the local landfill operation overseen by the cities of Bryan and College Station has hired its first executive director. The Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency Board says Brian Griesbach starts on Valentine's Day at an annual salary of $115,000. Griesbach was a vice president for the third largest non-hazardous solid waste management company in North America. The last 6 months, he worked at a Dallas-based landfill product distributor. Griesbach was among 3 finalists interviewed by the Vivisma Board. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 40 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
The new year means unbelievable discounts on all remaining 2010 Cadillacs at Sterling Auto Group. Save an incredible $10,000 off the commanding yet elegant 2010 Cadillac Escalade. Or for an experience in distinctive luxury, drive away in the 2010 DTS for an amazing $10,000 off. The 2010 Cadillac Clarence, only at Sterling Auto Group on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's 7:37. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll see plenty of sunshine across the region for today with a high in the mid-60s, mainly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More sunshine tomorrow, a high near 70. Clear for tomorrow night, a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, clouds developing late in the day. We'll have a high near 70 on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, showers are likely, a high in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers on Monday, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Another upset at the Australian Open. Yesterday it was Rafael Nadal that lost early in the morning our time. Today it's Roger Federer. He's gone, beaten by the 2008 champ Novak Djokovic. We'll talk about that and the Aggie women's basketball win at Oklahoma last night and a thriller. That and more coming up in sports.
So you have President Lofton speaking to the Chamber Economic Outlook Conference earlier this week.
Correct.
Talking about how they're going to be, ASU is going to be, what, 90,000 students.
Right.
And see, they're just getting pressure from the University of Phoenix, that's all.
Yeah.
Because Phoenix does like 250,000 students, and so
right. They
feel like they're underachievers, probably.
That's right.
And they need to work harder on that.
Yeah,
but
that's right. They do that with no pep rally either. Yeah.
Loved the comment that the president made about having these new 18-year-olds pouring into our town. And I believe he said, utilize their time in productive ways.
We bring in over 8,000 freshmen every year here. All of you parents, imagine 8,000 18-year-olds. I mean, this is not trivial. I mean, it's one thing to put them in a classroom, but it's something else to provide the housing, the oversight, the other activities they need to have at that age to be able to utilize their time in productive ways.
Yeah.
And so
I'm
trying to be careful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be careful.
I got a laugh. Didn't
utilize
it?
Their time in productive ways.
That's the thing about public speaking. Sometimes you get the biggest laughs when you're not even trying.
Yeah, and that's,
You know, that's 8,000 kids that now have to make their own dentist appointments. You know, think about that.
I know. You're trying to relate your personal situation and expand it to everybody else. Believe it or not, you can do that now on the internet. So
you can.
Hey, did I mention that they're doing these they're doing these flu shots? Did I mention that?
Yeah.
At the Brazos Center today.
Right.
Yeah.
I think from
3 until 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to get out of your vehicle.
That's right. Roll down your window.
I mean, they'll just
jam out your arm.
Yeah. They have like four different lanes you can go through and just kind of drive through and go ahead and get your vaccination there against or your preventative injection. So I thought
gives a whole new meaning to something, doesn't it?
Well, no, I think we call it a drive-by shotting.
Yeah.
Actually, Mike Paul has called me during the news.
Oh, really?
And
he
wanted to hear it again?
No, you said, thanks. You're going to cost me a lot of money. How many students are going to want T-shirts now that say drive-by shotting? We do it for nothing. Anytime we can,
Well, at least Mike had a sense of humor
about
it. He did.
Anytime we can help folks out over something like that. Hello?
Hey, is that for kids also, that flu shot?
18 to 65.
Yeah. 18,
65. Yep. Yeah. Thanks.
So those 8,000 18-year-olds can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Hey.
Hey, are they going to have another lane for those people that as they drive off, they see the blood, they pass out, and they need to pull over?
Good point.
When's the last time you got a shot that you saw blood? Good grief. Who gives you your shots? Nurse Ratchet?
Hold them down.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You got to quit going to the sale barn.
Well, they put a Band-Aid on it for some reason.
I've heard that. Go ahead and put them in there. What do they call that thing when they put that cow in there? And
a shoot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got that little holding thing there to squeeze them so they can get that shot.
That's a shoot.
Yeah, that's shoot. Hell.
That's a holding shoot.
Record about you talking about A&M maybe expanding, about ASU getting even bigger. A record number of people want to go to Princeton. School says it received 20.
I wanted to go to Princeton.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. If I couldn't get into Harvard, I did. You know. Yeah.
I just missed.
Yeah, that's right.
They say they. I
wanted to invent Microsoft. Too,
Yeah, really. Yeah, and the iPod.
Yeah, exactly. And the internet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Al Gore beat me to it. Right.
More than 27,000 applications for 1,300 openings. Uh-huh. Next year's costs aren't even set yet. Tuition, room, and board, by the way, costs about $49,000. How's that? How's that? Huh? Mm-hmm. Families paying less than $60,000 don't have to pay anything, by the way. No word on how many of those students get accepted to the school. But hello? Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Hey, that the chute that you put the cows in a squeeze is called a squeeze chute.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Thank you.
Not exactly complicated.
Why don't we just call it what it is? How's that? We don't need to have anything too complicated.
You're talking about Princeton and Princeton applications. If you needed, however, proof for any naysayers that might be out there that would poo-poo the idea of, as you have said before, Scott, that athletics is the front porch into your university. Mm-hmm. Freshman applications at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Which they have a football team that won the Rose Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Freshman applications to TCU up over 40%.
Wow. Well, and they've got the room, too. See, that's the other thing. TCU does have the room.
Right.
Lots of times there are schools that don't, but that's pretty interesting.
I almost went to TCU.
Yeah. And you ended up at Texas Tech, and there's a big difference, okay? That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, a few miles.
That's not what I meant, but fine. What's tuition at TCU? Do you have any idea?
I feel which school are you bashing? I can't tell.
According to a recent...
They both got cows.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. Smells better in Fort Worth, most parts. Any part of Lubbock, it smells good.
Yeah.
According to
2010-2011 tuition at TCU.
Uh-huh.
For an academic year, $30,090.
Oh, well, there you go.
Books, residence hall, dining plan, all estimated about another $10,000, more than $10,000. So 41-1 does not include, I love this, does not include transportation or personal expenses.
Duh.
41-1. Oh, dude, is that my beer, too?
Yeah.
What do you think? It's Club Med? It's college. What do you want? I took an all-inclusive cruise. Does it mean it's the same thing? Yeah. According to the recent survey commissioned by Purell, I'm glad they said that up front, the hand sanitizer people.
Mm-hmm.
2 in 5 U.S. American adults have hesitated to shake hands with somebody because they were afraid of germs. And 55% of Americans would rather touch a public toilet seat than shake somebody's hand after they've coughed or sneezed at it. 55%. Who are the other 45%?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody just walks up and you,
it's not your wife. Yeah, I mean, yeah, really, I don't think I want to be doing that.
Yeah, because after a while, you're not worried about your wife. I mean, in my house, we've already got two little germs running around.
That's
so,
right.
Excuse me, sir,
carriers.
I don't mean to snub you, but I'm going to go touch a toilet seat.
Yeah, really. Mr. Prime Minister, I'd rather touch a toilet seat than shake your hand right now.
Excuse me.
I gotta
go to the bathroom.
You'd never guess.
No offense to you, but I'm heading in here now.
You'd never guess where I have to go right now. Yeah. Roughly half of U.S. Americans have chosen the fist bump over the classic handshake for reasons including fear of germs.
How about the high hip bump, you know, like they do?
Oh, yeah, like the football players do.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see some septuagenarians out there doing that. Fall and break that hip.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't know where we'll go with this. I have to, the headline says the handshake RIP, and I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't.
No.
About 76% of U.S. American adults learned how to shake hands from a family member. Yeah, okay. Majority of parents believe their children should learn how to properly shake hands when or before they start school. However, 25% of parents actually encourage their child not to give a handshake, mostly because of germs.
I think
probably don't let them make a fist. Yeah. They don't let them make a fist either, I'm sure.
Yeah, do you let your little flower outside of their plastic bubble?
Golly.
You know, I think President Lofton this May
should just fist bump every graduate. Don't you think?
Yeah, there you go.
On stage.
Yeah.
That'd be a great picture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll work on that.
Oh, you can have the Purell commencement exercises at Texas A&M University.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and sponsor and make some money. That's for sure.
But, what they need to do is they need to come out with a hand sanitizer dispenser like Sonic has with the change dispenser for their car hops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just right there on the belt, you know, and just move on.
No. Yeah, that's it. No, what you do is you have someone stand right before Dr. Lofton.
Right.
And you have them do the squirt thing. Or like maybe
for the student.
Like 12 feet, 12 feet back so that they got a chance to do it. And maybe it's a mist rather than the gel. Mm. So they could go ahead and
just walk
wipe
through
their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk through it. Yeah. It's like some sort of decontamination.
Yeah, like women put on their perfume sometimes. They spray it in the air and walk through it.
Yeah. I'm sure the
You'd have fun with it. Be like walking through, running through the smoke.
Sure. I'm sure the registrar's office is taking notes on our suggestions.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marblecraft today at 846-3881. Marblecraft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marblecraft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. And Marblecraft is also a certified installer of Silestone countertops. So call 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by the showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan and get inspired at Marblecraft.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
It's easier than ever to share photos of your loved ones. In seconds, you can snap a picture with your smartphone, email it to someone, or post it on your blog. But is this always a good idea? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're not careful, the photos you share online can find their way outside your circle of friends and family. One mom was shocked to discover that a family photo she posted online had been enlarged and used in a grocery store ad in the Czech Republic. Even more disturbing, a dad posted photos of his 4-year-old daughter in an online album and later discovered that they'd been tagged by an anonymous user of Flickr. The same user had tagged 3 pages worth of photos of different preteen girls. The implications were ominous. If you're going to post photos online, especially of your kids, make sure you have the proper privacy settings in place. Experts also suggest posting photos in a lower resolution so that they can't be enlarged and used in advertising without your consent. And of course, there's always the option of printing out your pictures and sharing them the old-fashioned way. The computer security company AVG reports that the average age a child starts having an online presence is 6 months. Maybe that's too early. Don't be in too big a rush to share your kids' photos electronically. And when you do, be sure the proper security measures are in place. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. With a rate this low, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time. And you'll be glad to know, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system. Number 3030.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with 2 active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just 1 Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. If that for sale sign's still sitting in your front yard, You still waiting for that buyer to sell their home so that they can buy yours? Well, I want to tell you about one realtor that can change all that. That's Cherry Ruffino of Coldwell Banker United. She can guarantee to sell your home at a price and by a deadline you agree to, or she'll buy it, and there is no catch. You know, no additional cost to you. Cherry spends thousands of dollars on dozens of marketing avenues that attracts hundreds of buyers to her homes. That creates a demand on your home and helps you sell it for top dollar. Plus, Cherry is willing to guarantee to buy homes if they don't sell on time. Often, her buyers are able to bring you that immediate offer. That's why Cherry Ruffino outsells 99% of the realtors in all of Texas. There is no risk. If Cherry does not do her job, she'll let you out of the contract, no questions asked. I challenge you to find a better system. I will tell you that you won't. Call Cherry at 691-4663, 691-4663, or go to collegestationhomefinder.com. That's collegestationhomefinder.com.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 752. Let's take another look at sports. We'll talk about that great A&M women's win over Oklahoma in a moment. But let's talk about the Aggie men, ranked 11th in the country, having a great season, as they're going to be heading to Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday, 1 o'clock, the game with the Huskers, before they come home for Big Monday in the matchup with the University of Texas. Will the Aggies be looking ahead? Well, B.J. Holmes says no way.
Like I said, we got Nebraska first. We don't want to think ahead. And then we got that Texas game Monday. So we got one day to, you know, prepare for that. That's Sunday. So after this Nebraska game, we focus on Texas. But right now we focus on Nebraska.
Yeah, they better be. 2 years ago in Lincoln, Nebraska probably should have won it. But Aggies hit a three at the buzzer and won it. Mark Turgeon talks about going back to the heartland.
You know, the thing I always know about Nebraska is they have great fans. It'll be sold out, I'm sure, and they like their Cornhuskers. I won't miss going there, but you know, looking forward to this last time.
Aggies come home to host Texas. That'll be on Monday night. Texas went to 5-0 in the league last night when they beat Oklahoma State 61-46 in Stillwater. As the fans remembered, the 10 who were killed in a private plane crash in Colorado 10 years ago today. Also, Texas Tech beat Iowa State 92-83. Well, what a game it was at the Noble Center in Norman, Oklahoma last night. The Aggie women's basketball team won their 12th straight game as they defeated 13th-ranked Oklahoma 80-78, and it was a thriller. Could call it a classic. The Aggies trailed by three in the first half and then erupted on a 19-1 run to take a 15-point lead, and that grew to 17 points in the first half. Aggies Danielle Adams had scored 22 points in the first 14 minutes of the game. A&M led by 13 at half, but as you knew they would, the Sooners came back. They opened the second half with a 9-0 run, cut the Aggies' lead to four, and the game was on. A&M would get the lead back to 11 a couple of times, but OU outscored A&M 24-11 in a 7-minute span of the second half and took the lead by two with 5.5 minutes left. Go to the last minute of the game. Sydney Carter ties it at 78-all on a layup. OU superstar Danielle Robinson then misses two layups and a free throw within 25 seconds. A&M comes down. Adams was fouled on the shot with 7 seconds left. She made both free throws. They guarded Robinson down the court, and she missed a contested 12-footer at the buzzer that would have tied it. Oklahoma coach Sherry Cole thought there should have been a foul call, but she didn't talk about that. Instead, she commented on the quality of the game.
This is a reflection of how tough this conference is. I mean, you look around the country, and what other conference has games that go like this? I mean, it was just an exchange of blows back and forth, and it was high-caliber basketball. I watch other leagues, and I'm amazed at how difficult ours is every single night. That being said, you know, if they're, I don't know, what are they, third, fifth, fourth, fifth? I don't know what they are. We're not far away. We're not far away. Come on, we make plays in the first half, and it's different.
It was a good ball game. Again, 12 noon on Sunday. Texas A&M ranked number 5, Baylor ranked number 1. Get your tickets. Well, first, Rafael Nadal, now Roger Federer. Federer, the 16-time Grand Slam winner, was knocked out of the Australian Open this morning, 7-6, 7-5, 6-4, by 2008 champion Novak Djokovic. Before the tournament, Nadal was going for his fourth straight Grand Slam win, and Federer was aiming for his fifth Australian title. Instead, Nadal was eliminated by fellow Spaniard David Ferrer, and Federer is heading home. Djokovic will face Andy Murray or Ferrer in the finals. They'll play on Friday. Li Na has made tennis history at the Australian Open. Na became the first Chinese player to reach a Grand Slam singles final by rallying to beat top seed Caroline Wozniacki Thursday at the Australian Open. San Antonio Spurs withstood a late rally and beat Utah 112-105. Manu Ginobili scored 26 points. Tony Barker had 23. The Spurs now have an amazing record of 39-7. And the Houston Rockets won over the Clippers 96-83. Rockets defense held Blake Griffin to just 14 points in the game. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The New Year sales kickoff is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on Honda's most popular models, the Accord, Civic, CR-V, Fit, and Insight. Or get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Honda Pilot. Plus great lease deals like $199 per month on an 11 Accord sedan or $219 per month on an 11 CR-V. Allen Honda has a great selection to choose from. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
You know, we tell you so many times how you can bundle and save at Suddenlink. Bundle and save at Suddenlink. And that's always true. You can get Suddenlink phone service. You can also get the internet, which is gives you the speed that you probably have at work that you might not have at home. And, of course, with the television, where you get the DVR that has video on demand, digital recording, the things that you want to watch when you want to watch it, pausing live programming, all of that. What else could you get? Well, let me tell you what else you can get, and you can get it right now from Suddenlink. Call or stop by the local Suddenlink store and get a free instant install. Now, this is today through Sunday the 30th. This is a great opportunity, but you have to act either today, tomorrow, Saturday. It goes through January the 30th. So go to Suddenlink store, which is right across from the TV station on 29th Street, okay, and get more information on that. You can call 1-800-915-1866. Of course, you can go to suddenlink.com and find out all the things that you can get with Suddenlink. But right now, call or stop by the Suddenlink store, and you can get free instant install, but it's a limited time today through the end of this weekend. Again, the number to call 1-800-915-1866, or for more information, go to suddenlink.com for the instant install.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's another backbreaker. People shoveling a foot or more of snow from Washington up to Boston. Yet another storm making a mess of the roads and stranding people at airports. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live here in New York.
Dave, I hate snow, and I'm not the only one.
I am tired of it. I want it to go away.
The Northeast buried under 19 inches of snow, so much they had to close the Statue of Liberty. Hundreds of flights are canceled. Amtrak service shut down north of New York City. Hundreds of thousands are without power. One guy in Washington, D.C. took him 15 hours to get home. And if you're doing the math, so far this winter, Boston has received more than 50 inches of snow. That's nearly a 270% increase over normal snowfalls, Dave.
Todd, jobs being snowed under. First-time unemployment claims spiked back up to 454,000, 51,000 more than the week before. The biggest jump in over 5 years, in part because stormy weather delayed claims processing. As the first baby boomers start to retire this year, Social Security already in the red. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, once again, Social Security underwater, paying out far more than it takes in. At the current rate, the Congressional Budget Office predicts the Social Security Trust Fund will be completely drained in just 26 years. This year, we're looking at $45 billion in red ink or more with the payroll tax cut taking effect. Now, Congress has promised to make up that money But, Dave, that will only add to the general federal deficit.
Rich, a bloody attack in Baghdad. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details this live.
Yeah, mourners were gathering in a tent for a Shiite funeral. A car bomb parked outside detonated, leaving at least 40 people dead. No word on who's behind this, but so far this week, about 200 people have died in Iraq. Bombers targeting mainly Shias and Iraq's police. Insurgents predicting perhaps opportunities to seize power as more U.S. forces head home this year. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Scott & White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
For more than 140 years, Texans have looked to Frost for trusted, prudent advice. And we're proud to offer Bryan College Station this advice through our private trust services. Our trust specialists can help you manage a variety of assets, including securities, real estate, oil and gas interests, businesses, and more. In other words, no matter how complex your financial situation may be, we'll help put a plan in place. Call 979-696-7147 or visit 1862 Rock Prairie Road, Suite 201. Frost, we're from here.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web? HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink, HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites, free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
Based on the steam pouring out of your ears, your man is rather forgetful. Let's listen in.
I blew it, honey. I forgot I offered our house for the big game tonight. Kickoff's in an hour. Everyone's on their way and we've got nothing. Quick, turn off the lights and don't answer the door.
Sounds like the big guy needs a pep talk. Leave the lights on so he can take notes. Specs has over 300 different brands of beer, dozens of meat-laden party trays, sweets, salsas, chips, and even flatware. Yes, it is impressive.
Hello, Angel. Speaking of heaven, I just left Specs where I got everything I'll need for the football party I so thoroughly planned for. I even saved enough to book that Mediterranean cruise you've always wanted.
How wonderfully excessive. Luckily, Specs makes it so easy to relax, you might actually enjoy his company. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
I'm Dr. Bill Birdwell, and I've been a dentist in Bryan College Station for over 30 years. And for over 30 years, Sonny Brown of Sonny's Barbershop has been my barber. Sonny's Barbershop combines a warm, friendly atmosphere with professional attention to detail. So, whether it's a razor cut, your kid's first haircut, or a core cut, Sonny's Barbershop will have you looking sharp in no time. I highly recommend Sonny's Barbershop. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center in Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 40 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 65. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council will discuss this afternoon what the future holds for the city and the Brazos Animal Shelter. That follows the shelter's decision to move by the end of June to its own facility and stop providing emergency services for the city of Bryan. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the shelter has been doing what College Station requires.
City College Station, you know, by state law, has to, you know, take care of stray and animals, and we're not interested in being in the animal shelter business. So the animal shelter has told us that they're going to be in business, so we're going to look at what the alternatives are and what we need to do to make sure that we continue to be able to offer animal control.
Both cities were hit with a significant fee increase this year in holding animals in the shelter for 72 hours. The new Brazos Animal Shelter has its first occupants. 55 cats, 5 birds, and 2 dogs are all in temporary facilities at the shelter-owned property on Leonard Road. Those animals were seized by local authorities on Tuesday as part of an animal cruelty investigation. A news release from the shelter does ask for cash contributions to take care of the additional animals. The shelter didn't report on the health status of the rescues, but did say they were previously housed in extremely unsanitary conditions. Volunteers from a variety of local agencies are helping the Brazos County Health Department get you a free flu shot today. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can come to the Brazos Center parking lot today between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m.
They'll drive into the Brazos Center off of Briarcrest. That's the only way that you can get in. There'll be directions in the parking lot of where you're to go. There'll be people there that'll hand you a clipboard with a pen, and you just fill out all of your personal information like you normally would if you were going to get a vaccination at a clinic. Then you'll be directed down one of 4 lanes that will terminate at a vaccination station, which will be a 12-by-12-foot canvas canopy. And there'll be people there who literally, you'll just put your arm out your window, they'll swab you with an alcohol swab, give you your shot, and you'll be on your way.
Funding comes from grant money left over from last year's H1N1 vaccine campaign. Texas A&M University has announced another record enrollment after 5 class days. Spring numbers are approaching 46,500. It's an increase of 500 over the same time last spring. Last fall set an all-time high of more than 49,000. At this week's Chamber of Commerce's Economic Outlook Conference, A&M President Bowen Lofton says he doesn't see A&M becoming the largest campus in the country. One big reason for that is because the freshman classes are already reaching maximum levels.
We bring in over 8,000 freshmen every year here. All of you parents, imagine 8,000 18-year-olds. I mean, this is not trivial. I mean, it's one thing to put them in a classroom, but it's something else to provide the housing, the oversight, the other activities they need to have at that age to be able to utilize their time in productive ways. And so I'm trying to be careful how I say this, okay? But you know, how big do you want that to get?
Lofton says A&M has room to grow with transfers at the junior level and selectively on the graduate level. He says the largest student body at Arizona State could get to 90,000 thanks to online classes, but Lofton says students lose exposure to leadership opportunities on campus by attending classes online. There's nothing official yet, but it looks like Governor Perry will give his State of the State address on February 8th. Among the items he's expected to bring up, lawsuit reform. Perry says passing that type of legislation will help economic growth.
It is a powerful inducement to come and live in a state where that type of protections would be in place, that type of fairness.
Perry's expected to ask lawmakers to pass a loser pays system to curb frivolous lawsuits. The Texas Senate has passed voter ID. The legislation passed along partisan lines Wednesday. One exemption was for disabled people and those ages 70 and over. And another last-minute change both sides agreed upon was adding a concealed weapons permit as a valid form of identification. The measure now goes to the House, and if passed there, will await the governor's signature. And the landfill operation serving BCS has its first full-time boss. The board overseeing the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency has hired Brian Griesbach as executive director. Griesbach has more than 20 years' experience in the solid waste industry. He'll start Valentine's Day at an annual salary of $115,000.
WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 41 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Aggie Athletics kicks off Friday, January 28th at 11 o'clock with Equestrian hosting South Carolina at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Saturday the 29th, men's tennis takes on Mississippi State at noon. 3 o'clock, Miami plays Arizona. Sunday the 30th, men's tennis again at noon. At Reed Arena, it's a major battle. Women's basketball takes on Baylor at 12 noon. This is the Battle of the Brazos. Going to be a classic matchup. Texas A&M and Baylor at noon, Sunday the 30th. Come support your Aggies on campus this weekend.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
We'll see plenty of sunshine across the region for today with a high in the mid-60s, mainly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More sunshine tomorrow, a high near 70. Clear for tomorrow night, a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, clouds developing late in the day. We'll have a high near 70 on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, showers are likely, a high in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers on Monday, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right. So anyway, I think we've registrar's office hasn't called yet, but I think we've pretty much got
that's
that
a shame.
Care. That is. That's okay.
We got it all figured out.
That's right. But I believe we have started, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. I think that we have started a groundswell of knuckle bumps already here at the radio station.
A revolution, huh?
Yeah. So we'll see.
Right.
It's a fist. Is it fist bump or knuckle bump?
It's fist bump.
Fist bump. Okay, so we did a fist bump. Okay, so that's going to go on. So just, you know, it has to start someplace, right? Okay. Teresa's here this morning from the College Station Education Foundation. How are you today?
Great. Good morning.
College Station Education Foundation, you know, we like to have fun and talk about fun stuff. But education foundations are probably going to have a more crucial job this year than they have in their existence, and College Station's no exception to that, simply because we don't know where the legislature is going with funding, right?
Absolutely.
So if folks don't know what the Education Foundation is, tell them what it does in College Station.
Well, Scott, we were started in 1999. It's become a really popular movement. There's several across the state and across the country, and our role is to supplement, inspire, help provide resources to the school district aside from the taxpayers' dollars that are, you know, budgeted. We go above and beyond that to help inspire learning, help with creative teaching projects, and also recognize our teachers and students in our district.
And, you know, we want people to still be PTO active and all that kind of thing and do that at your local campus, but this is kind of a view that goes beyond individual campuses and transcends years.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we do is most of the money that we raise goes back toward teacher grants, and that's across the district. We have an application process that teachers can apply for a teacher grant, and we go through that process. We'll be doing that in the next month. And last year we gave $42,000 out in teacher grants.
Now, obviously you have individuals that do this, but you also have some businesses and sponsors who are there all the time on a long-term basis. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of shout out to those folks.
Yes, absolutely. We are so appreciative of the community. This community is just amazingly generous, and we so appreciate especially those who have continued to support us. Commerce National Bank is our huge top sponsor, has been our top sponsor for the last 3 years for our event that's coming up, our 50-Man You Could Cook event, February 4th. So that's our huge fundraiser. We just so appreciate so many of the community members. The Eagle, Whiskey Charlie's is donating all of our wine for us. Kristen Distributing is doing all of our beer. We just have some great, great sponsors out there helping us and constantly supporting us, and we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, and again, it's going to become really, really crucial because every school district is going to need some sort of an underpinning, I think, because Austin's just not going to be able to come through like they have, and that's what educational foundations are for.
Absolutely.
Now,
Absolutely.
If they want some more information about any of the events or if they want to become a member of the foundation, you have a website they can go to?
Absolutely. Our website is givetokids.com. give.csisd.org.
That's good. That is good. So givetokids.csisd.org.
Our phone number is 979-764-5422. Okay. Or they can email me at tbenden, my last name, at csisd.org.
Okay. Hope the event goes well for you. And if you want any more information, thanks for coming in this
morning.
Thanks,
Scott.
You bet. All right, let's turn to the city of Bryan. And Alan's here this morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
What do you got for us?
We got social media stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
We started a brand new, as you know, Texas Reds has moved to October.
Right.
October 7th and 8th. So we have a new Facebook page to coincide with that. So like the Texas Reds Steak and Grape Festival page on Facebook, please. We open it up on Tuesday.
No, wait a minute. What's it called?
Texas Reds.
No, I thought you said like.
No. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to.
Okay.
You're supposed to like it.
Oh.
It's a verb.
I thought it was like we're going to do like this.
No,
and then
no,
like,
no.
Okay, all right.
It's
okay.
A verb.
Okay.
You
all
like
right.
it on
right.
Facebook.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a little tab.
Right.
Are you not familiar with Facebook?
No, I'm not. But we call it Bookface, by the way.
Okay.
I'll tell you that story off the air. Okay.
So that's you can find that on the City of Bryan's Facebook page, which I'm sure you've already liked.
Yeah.
So we had 100 likes, I guess. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about,
though.
Sure.
Right. We had
100 things.
Folks
yeah.
who were liking the Texas Reds State and Grape yeah. Festival page after the first day. The old, apparently, Texas Reds page had about 650. So we need to surpass that number. That's the plan, and we need to do that quickly. So go to Facebook, log in, and like the Texas Reds State and Grape Festival page.
Okay.
Also on Facebook, this is back at the City of Bryan's main page, which I update daily.
Okay.
We're asking for feedback on the new edition of the water calendar, the water quality report that our water department puts out. They always do a calendar with a theme that features employees. Well, this year we're asking for citizen feedback on what they think the theme should be. And we've already gotten a couple responses, so if you have an idea, a cool theme that would be kind of funny or look cool or anything like that, go to the Facebook page and you can just comment, and we may or may not take your idea. So sign up for that.
Roll it out there and we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Right?
And then we also have, I wanted to mention this, not necessarily a City of Bryan event, but it's Bryan Little Leagues are starting registration on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings at Bryan High School's Silver Cafeteria from 6 to 8. And you can sign up for all the baseball and softball leagues right then at one point.
Very good. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And Ann Horton is here this morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for the fist bump.
You're very welcome. Okay,
so
I like that idea.
Start that someplace. Now, what you got to do, though, now is you got to get the mayor in on this thing.
I'll work on that.
When you do the proclamations and stuff like that, you know, we do the...
Oh, that'll be a hit.
Yeah. Look at you and go, where'd you get an idea
what
like that?
What a nut.
Yeah. So, as a member of council, we do visit with the members of council from time to time. What's on your radar screen today?
I'm here to talk to you about our volunteer income tax preparation sites.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're really great. A few years back, just right after I got on council, I got excited about these places to go and get your income tax done because I found out that here in Brazos County, we leave about $5 million on the table every year that our citizens could be accessing if only they would file their income tax. That's in refunds that they don't collect or earned income tax credits that they don't get just because they don't go file their income tax. So we have established our VITA sites again this year. The United Way does it every year. And I just wanted to encourage everyone to get out there and get their income tax filed. They can get it done for free by certified IRS tax preparers.
Now, there are some certain guidelines that they have to fall within to be able to take advantage of
this? It's generally for the low to moderate income families. And we encourage everybody to come by. They can call 211 and make an appointment. The tax centers start on this Saturday, January 29th, and go through April 14th. And most of them are held at the Center for Regional Services at 3991 East 29th Street.
It's the old Winn-Dixie.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
For people who have lived here a while, it's the old Winn-Dixie.
People who have been
yeah.
here forever, yeah. it's the old Winn-Dixie. But if you made less than $50,000 last year, you may qualify for an earned income tax credit, and that could be as much as over $5,600. So it's in your best interest. I mean, it's better than playing the lottery. The odds are much better that you're going to get some money back.
Well, and I don't know how we delicately say this, but if you don't file your taxes, you know, they do eventually ask you about that.
They will come to see you.
They will come to visit.
Or send you
yeah.
some ugly yeah. correspondence.
So if they want some more information on that, what do they do?
Dial 211.
Yeah. Which is a good operation.
It's an excellent operation. Yeah, yeah. United Way will make an appointment for you, and you can get your taxes done for free.
Okay, anything else?
That's it. I appreciate it.
While I got you here, though, let's talk about this project that you all voted in council on Tuesday night so that you've got kind of a business stuff. What? Yeah, what? I can't ask you about that?
Go ahead.
Got a business startup opportunity, kind of an incubator that you're going to have in the basement of the federal building in downtown Bryan.
I think it's great. It's about 3,700 square feet, and it's going to be a place where businesses, you know, that might be just getting off the ground and having to pay an enormous amount of rent, it'd be difficult for them. It's going to be an opportunity that we can offer this at probably a reduced rate. Good. And they can come in, have a place to do their work, and we hope that they'll be very successful, wildly successful, and they'll continue to stay in downtown Bryan whenever they outgrow their incubator.
And become big rent payers then.
Rent payers.
Make a lot of money.
Sales tax.
Yeah,
any
all that
kind
good
of
stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Sam Horton from Bryan City Council. It's 823.
Folks everywhere know that Fibermax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, Fibermax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of Fibermax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding Fibermax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure Fibermax.
Aggie Athletics kicks off Friday, January 28th at 11 o'clock with Equestrian hosting South Carolina at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Saturday the 29th, men's tennis takes on Mississippi State at noon. 3 o'clock, Miami plays Arizona. Sunday the 30th, men's tennis again at noon. At Reed Arena, it's a major battle. Women's basketball takes on Baylor at 12 noon. This is the Battle of the Brazos, going to be a classic matchup. Texas A&M and Baylor at noon, Sunday the 30th. Come support your Aggies on campus this weekend. I'm Dave South. This is the Aggie Report brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fresh off their fourth consecutive postseason appearance and a preseason number 8 ranking, the Aggie baseball season is just around the corner. Join the rally today and purchase season tickets for the 2011 season. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Season begins February the 18th. Aggie baseball, this is home! Texas A&M women's basketball team has a game with Baylor. That's coming up on Sunday. That will tip at 12 noon. A big one for the women's team. Get your tickets and support the team against Baylor Sunday at 12 noon at Reed Arena. Meanwhile, the men's team will be on the road this coming Saturday. That game will tip at 1 o'clock. Going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers. 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. And then a big game coming up at home next Monday night. We have a big Monday game against Texas. 8 o'clock tip time against the Longhorns. Coach Mark Turgeon talking about how good this team is. How you keep them their feet firmly planted on the court, and don't let them get carried away with all the notoriety they're getting. Head coach Mark Turgeon.
When you're a coach and you see all the flaws, you know, it's like I look in the mirror, I'm like, holy cow, I got gray hair and wrinkles and a big nose, and I see all that stuff, and that's what I see with my team. So you're just constantly just trying to get better, you know, just constantly trying to make them better, and I think we're pretty good. I don't know how good we are yet.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon. Next two games for the Aggies have Nebraska in Lincoln coming up Saturday, 1 o'clock tip time, 12:30 broadcast time. Next Monday night, the 31st, Texas here at Reed, the big Monday game, 8 o'clock tip time on that one. And again, the women's team takes on Baylor Sunday at 12 noon. Come out and support Texas A&M women's basketball against Baylor. Ought to be a great matchup, a classic in Big 12 women's basketball. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home, looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers both new construction and replacement windows that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call Intercon and let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every single day. Let the fine folks at Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today. That's 823-3639 for Intercon, 823-3639. Hey, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, radios for your business, in business 30 years. Contact Charles Culver at 775-2929 or 775-2-WAY. All right, nice today. Look for a high temperature around 64 degrees, low tonight near 38, around 70 for a high temperature on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, a chance of showers at 30% on Saturday during the day, then 60% on Saturday night, and 60% on Sunday as well. But the temps ought to be very moderate. Right now, humidity is 78%. Winds are from the south at 3. We have fair skies, and it's 34.
Yesterday, we told you to mark your calendar for the final event of the Brazos Valley Music Teachers Association Focus Festival 3, the Russian Season. The auditions are coming up February the 5th at St. Michael's Episcopal School Chapel, and the recitals February 11th and 12th at St. Thomas Episcopal Church. Gail Worthy talks about the judge for this event, who's going to have to judge some 77 entries.
Our judge is Sophia Gilmson, who is the piano pedagogy professor at the University of Texas in Austin. She graduated from the St. Petersburg Conservatory in Russia. And so we have a true Russian pianist and Russian music specialist to be our judge, which is quite an honor for us.
So what did she say when she found out she had to judge 77 performers?
She doesn't know that yet. She will know that soon. She plans to spend a day with us, so we will fill her day with Russian music. She will also be our guest artist on the Saturday recital. We will have other guest artists from the community and from outside the community. We'll have some vocalists, and we'll have some pianists and perhaps a violinist. And but she will be our judge guest artist. And so it's a special aspect of this festival. I think that the person who listens to the students and determines the quality of their performances then also comes back to perform for the students.
Now, we told you there would be dancing at this, and there will be. Diana Wilcox is the choreographer, and she's bringing her kids from Center Stage Productions.
My job at Center Stage is to direct the ballet program, and we teach and study classical ballet, and this group is my performance group. Probably be about 18 students, and they range in age from, actually, my littlest one is 6 years old, all the way up through high school students who are like 15 and 16. We have been asked to perform dances to music by Russian composers. Of course, my very first thought was Tchaikovsky, one of the greatest Russian composers, who also wrote the music for probably the most famous ballets of all time. First of all, Swan Lake, and then Sleeping Beauty, and then the most famous ballet is The Nutcracker. So our students will be performing little pieces to some of the most familiar music from those classical ballets.
And Diana Wilcox says, next day, folk dancing.
Our students have been studying Russian folk dance. We've also been looking at and designing costumes that give the flavor of the Russian folk costumes. And so we'll have several pieces. We even have a couple of Russian students that are going to help us with the folk dance, so that we'll try to make them as authentic as possible.
Again, it's the wrap-up of Focus Festival 3, the Russian Season. The auditions, February the 5th at St. Michael's Episcopal School, and the recital, free to the public, February the 11th at 6:30, February the 12th at 2 o'clock at St. Thomas Episcopal Church. I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 65. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Recent developments at the Brazos Animal Shelter have put the facility on College Station City Council's radar. Mayor Nancy Berry says a council workshop today includes a staff update.
We have a terrific animal control staff in the College Station Police Department, and they do a really fine job. If there's any kind of markings or tags on an animal, they will work really hard to get it back to its owner. But for those that are unidentified and we can't do anything, we do use the animal shelter. And, you know, it does a good job. Does it do a great job? Probably not. But, you know, it certainly meets our needs. And operating an animal shelter would be of great expense, and I don't believe there's any great interest in getting that done in College Station.
College Station and Bryan were hit with significant fee increases this year to hold animals at the shelter for 72 hours. Earlier this month, the shelter decided to move into its own facility and stop providing services for the city of Bryan. The new animal shelter wasn't planning to start operation until July, but a massive animal rescue by local authorities this week changed those plans. The new shelter location on Leonard Road has become home to 2 dogs, 5 birds, and 55 cats. Shelter officials are asking for cash contributions to buy supplies to cover the unexpected population increase. Officials say the animals were removed from extremely unsanitary conditions that didn't even begin to approach the very lowest humane standards of housing, feeding, and care. Free flu shots for adults are available today during a training exercise conducted by the Brazos County Health Department. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus says anyone between the ages of 18 and 65 can drive to the Brazos Center between 3 and 7 p.m.
I would really like to get us to the point where, you know, it'd be like a real disaster where we'd pretty much be overwhelmed. We've got a line of cars going back, you know, 20 or 30 deep, and we're trying to get people through there as quickly as possible so it can kind of put the imperative in the folks' minds out there, you know, about how we would really have to do this. All of these people are looking at how we're doing this right now. In the future, a lot of the people that are working out there, like if we had to open 10 of these up, each individual out there might be the manager of one, you know, in one part of town or one part of the county or another. So this is their opportunity to see how this thing functions. Then we'll tear it apart and we'll figure out what worked well, what didn't work so well.
There'll be 4 lines of vehicles to reduce waiting time for those free flu shots. Again, that's from 3 to 7 today at the Brazos Center. For more information, go to brazoshealth.org. How big do you want Texas A&M University? That was a question posed to A&M President Bowen Lofton at this week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
The biggest school in the country now is Arizona State University. And I've talked to Michael Crow, their president, quite a bit, and he wants to grow to about 85,000 or 90,000 students. But he wants to do that not with on-campus students. He wants to do that through online instruction. Now, that's an interesting proposition. You know, I can understand that. I think it's possible to develop extremely effective online instruction.
But Lofton does say online students lose what he calls the other education, including on-campus leadership opportunities. Lofton says A&M is reaching a cap on freshmen, but there's still room for junior transfers and students at the graduate level. The day after his comments, the university announced another record spring enrollment at nearly 46,500 students. That comes after record overall enrollment in the fall of more than 49,000 students. State lawmakers are getting some help in Washington with an emergency legislative item. Senator John Cornyn has filed a balanced budget amendment at the federal level. Cornyn says the government needs to live within its means.
I think there is a grassroots effort around the country, and certainly I think a widespread understanding of the need for the federal government to get its fiscal house in order.
Governor Perry made the issue a legislative emergency because of the nation's economic crisis. The bill's future is in Washington, however, is uncertain. And the local landfill operation overseen by the cities of College Station and Bryan has hired its first executive director. The Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency Board says Bryan Griesbach starts on Valentine's Day at an annual salary of $115,000. Griesbach was a vice president for the third largest non-hazardous solid waste management company in North America. The last 6 months, he worked at a Dallas-based landfill product distributor. Griesbach was among three finalists interviewed by the Bovisma board. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 51 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center.
Plenty of sunshine across the region for today. We'll see a high in the mid-60s. Look for mainly clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More sunshine tomorrow, a high near 70. Clear tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s. On Saturday, we'll start out mostly sunny. Clouds will develop late in the day. We'll see a high near 70. Showers are likely on Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. And for Monday, cloudy with possible showers, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm Steve Lacy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:38. Been busy.
Yeah.
Folks in here. Oh, one thing to add to the news story about all those critters that got picked up. You know, they've been busy at that the new animal shelter location. But the animal shelter has to pay 100% of the expense of those, because the one with all the kitties and the birds and that kind of thing they were talking about, that's a county deal out in the county, and they didn't get any money for that because there's an owner surrender. They gave the stuff up. They said, take these animals away. So they don't get any money for that. And then the other was the one that was in the city was a court ordered. So animal shelter has to pick up 100% of that. So as you said in the story, Chase, you know, if folks want to donate, they can certainly do that. Now, let me see here. I try to be...
And I'm guessing if they want to donate, they can just call the shelter?
Yeah, I think they can do that.
775-5755.
That's it. Now, I try to think about a wide audience when we talk about things here. I don't want to get too specific because then it peaks, people go, I don't care anything about that. But, you know, there's a website called Hulu.
Yeah.
And Hulu is pretty neat. Now, understand who it's owned by and all that kind of stuff. And you don't see maybe any CBS content on there because it's basically owned by NBC and Universal and Disney and ABC and that kind of stuff. Well,
I found a gem on Hulu yesterday. In fact, I can't wait to get some spare time today after work because I've got it bookmarked on my laptop at home. It's not bookmarked on my work computer, but it's bookmarked on my laptop at home, and it's gems from NFL films.
Uh-huh. Now, you see, and I wanted to go back and watch some old content because you and I had talked about a television show that's not on anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'll go in and I'll watch that. Well, I can't watch old episodes for free.
Really? You're going to have to pay for it now, huh?
Hulu has come up with this thing called Hulu Plus.
Ah, Plus, that'll always get you.
I don't want to talk a lot about this because a lot of people don't even know what Hulu is or do it. Alec Baldwin did weird commercials for it in the Super Bowl last year.
2 years ago, actually.
2 years, okay. Generally, the idea is if you missed an NBC show from last week, you're pouring coffee, I can hear that.
Sorry.
We're high def, it's okay. You go in there, click, and you can watch the entire show with minimal commercial interruption. My problem was I want to go watch something from 3 years ago, and I can't do that now unless I pay $7.99 a month. Now, I've got $7.99 a month. I mean, I've got the money. I just don't know
Scott. Do you really?
I just don't know that I've got the $8 that I want to waste on that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't necessarily use it that much if I could go in and watch something. Now, all that to say this, because you have so many powerful players in this, where you got NBC Universal, where you got Walt Disney, where you got News Corp, they're kind of wrangling about what they want to do because obviously NBC wants you to watch their shows on the television because you see, they sell advertising. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but that's kind of how they make their money. And they're thinking if they're giving too much of their product away, much the same problem that newspapers have. If you're giving your product away too much, you're not still there at your core revenue stream. Well, all that happens, and then yesterday, Netflix, by the way, has 20 million subscribers now. Company delivered that news to Wall Street. They made $161 million in profit last year. That is up, are you ready? In a down market, that is up 40%. Whew. Big new push for the company is its streaming business. But the guys who run the company say, even though we expect DVD shipments to decline this year, we want to be clear that we intend to continue to offer DVD by mail service for many years to come. So a couple of ways for you to use the service that Netflix has, either stream or get the DVD. So Hulu now deciding they want to get into this business. And in the meantime, here are all these folks out here who are kind of in the television business, and they want Hulu to be mildly successful. But if they're wildly successful, then you don't have folks sitting down in front of the television at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night to watch whatever comes on at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So how you get your entertainment more and more is important. And again, we talk about when we do the commercials for the Suddenlink cable folks that the DVR is a great thing to have, and video on demand is a great thing to have so that you can watch when you want to. But more and more, I mean, that's how consumers are. They want to consume when and where they can. And here all these folks out here just want to be able to make any money. I don't know. Are y'all following the Stanley Ho controversy in Hong Kong? This is the guy who owns the casino over there.
No, I guess I have.
Well, it's
what am I missing?
Well, you know, we know about Las Vegas, and Las Vegas really works for us. But there's this place called Macau, and they have casinos there too. Matter of fact, they got a lot of casinos to the point that a bunch of those folks from that part of the world don't even come to Las Vegas anymore. So he's old. He's like 89 years old, and he's ready to pass the reins on to the next generation.
Okay.
Problem is, he's been married a few times and got some kids. See, so, you know, what he decides he wants to do is not a good thing. So, for the people who get left out in the cold. So he's going to split his holdings now between two different wives and five children of a third wife. But that leaves people out. And in the Wall Street Journal today, he did this on television yesterday. Wall Street Journal today, they have a picture of him sitting in this cushy chair holding the microphone. Would be a daughter from one marriage and his current wife. Now, when they're in the shot, that probably shows pretty bad news for some people who aren't friends of theirs. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of those other wives or you happen to be one of the other kids and oh, my God, she's holding the microphone. We're not going to make any money off of this thing. But, yeah, that's kind of an interesting deal that's going on there. And then I kind of want to go back to the fist bump thing. I mean, I don't want to beat it to death, but
I heard what you did there.
Yeah.
Fist bump,
okay,
beat
it
to death. Yeah. It's pretty good.
But just the ritual of handshakes, okay? Because I happened to be at a meetatorium earlier this week, and here.
Wait, an M-E-E-T or an M-E-A-T?
M-E-E-T.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess the M-E-A-T would be a meetery.
Right. Yeah, right.
So, you know, in walks somebody. First of all, when do you become familiar enough with a person that you don't shake hands with them when you see them? See, I mean, we all know that you get to that point, right? I can't tell you the last time I shook hands with Ben Downs. It's been 30 years anyway.
I think it's I base it on the person, the personality of the other person.
Right.
Okay. If I feel like that they have moved past and that if I ever shake someone's hand and I feel like it just got a little awkward for them, if they offer, great, but I may not offer again.
And, of course, if you've been here for a long time, you know the term drop handles. And that is where you stop calling somebody Mr. Somebody and you go to a first name basis. I mean, that old familiarity path that you take.
You talking about like your parents' friends?
Yeah.
How old, how old do you have to get before you can call your parents' friends by their first name?
That's fine. Or people who are basically your peers or contemporaries who you don't even deal with necessarily in a situation. Well, you know, second or third time you see them, you drop handles and you're on a first name basis. So that whole interaction thing, okay.
I find it interesting, though, that it can be quite disarming if you still refer to someone as Mr. or Mrs. or something like that. I mean, if you show them respect, it can kind of, you know.
Well,
or you don't remember their first name. That's,
that's also very helpful.
Yeah. Or again, on the idea of right, and then we're going to get into transactional analysis. I'm not going to talk about that on the radio. But still, but the idea is what I observed the other day was people who know each other and talk on a regular basis to the point that they're familiar and they don't shake hands, yet they get up on a podium and one introduces the other and they shake hands while they're on the podium. Just that, you know what I'm saying, that whole ceremonial thing that goes on. People who, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, you know them well, yet if you're introducing them and they come up, you shake their hand while you're on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians do it all the time.
Yeah.
You want to tell me, you know, that's just...
Yeah, they shake their hands like it's the first time they're meeting. They've been back there talking the whole
time.
Yeah.
I find just the whole ceremony of it. I mean, that's part of our culture. That is the ritualistic things that we have within our culture. All right, I see. I killed that one, didn't I? I just thought I got to observe that, and it is what makes the human animal kind of interesting. Of course, it's better than the way that dogs interact with each other.
Uh-huh. This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Hap Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Hap Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Hap Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
David and Julia Gardner want to remind you, you got about 2.5 weeks, 2.5 weeks till Valentine's Day. Enough time for you to find just the right piece of jewelry that you want from David Gardner's. You know, one of the things that's neat is if you see something in the case that's not exactly what you'd like for them to have there for you, if you like it but you'd like to change a stone around or move something around, they probably can do some of that for you. That's what's so great about David Gardner's is they understand customer service. They know that you want to get a very nice and memorable piece of jewelry. You want to get good value for that jewelry. But, you know, if you want it to be just the way you want it, say, this is what I'd like to do, and they'll tell you, yep, we can do that, or now we can't do that in time for Valentine's Day. They understand customer service. And, again, I want to touch again about value, because obviously a piece of jewelry can be an expense that you want to be able to justify in every way, shape, or form. Beyond just its beauty and the value of it that way, you want it to be something that can be functional and used in many situations. And David really thinks about that when he first starts to design a piece of jewelry so that it can be used in any number of settings. That ends up meaning that it's time well spent and money well spent for you. David Gardner's been around for 25-plus years, and they've got a gift for you for that special person, whether it's Valentine's, something we all celebrate at the same time, or for somebody that's more specific and more personal. David Gardner's, 911 University.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. or on the web at bcins.net.
Hey, good morning. 10 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Pope's on board with Bookface.
Really?
Pope's on board with Bookface.
All right.
Hurry, hurry. You got to get in there and friend him. He wants to have more friends than Ashton Kutcher by the end of the day.
Does he put in new pictures?
You can only have 5,000.
Oh, you can only have 5,000? Oh,
right.
Oh.
And you're thinking about Ashton Kutcher with followers on Twitter, which you can have as many of those as people will follow you.
Yeah.
The Pope's the Pope.
By the way, that was an outstanding epic fail with Mr. Brugman about Bookface and the liking things and stuff like that. That's some good, that's some mighty fine radio right there.
Two people who had no idea what we were talking about, right?
I'm pretty sure y'all weren't speaking the same language.
Yeah. Well, I understand about like and dislike, but I was thinking
you
like.
You can't dislike. You can only like.
I know. That's so funny.
By the way, Scott, during the break, I remember the last time I shook your hand.
Oh, when was it? Well, we got on that airplane in Arkansas?
No. We were at a mutual friend's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And we were standing next to each other in the pew.
Is that a greet your neighbor part?
And the priest said, y'all greet each other. Yeah. And Scott and I were next to each other, so we shook hands. It was very awkward. It really was.
I've never been to a funeral where they said, greet your neighbor.
Yeah. This was a funeral.
Sure enough. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess that. So Bookface, Pope.
Does the Pope do it?
Even though His Holiness doesn't
have... Can you ask that?
Even though
pretty sure you can.
Doesn't have his own Bookface account.
Uh-huh.
So you... Huh?
He is.
Did you hear us talking about handshakes?
You got narked out already. I got like six text messages already saying, why haven't you shaken hands with Scott? And I text back what I always do. Have you met Scott?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know where he's been?
Are you just needing a hug today? Is that what it is?
I was referring
to... Maybe just a little smooch on your bald head there. Maybe that would be it.
We were talking about the... if you listen to the show, and it'd be neat if you did.
This is the one on 1620, right?
On the AM side.
The far right of the dial.
Right. We're not Mike and Mike.
And actually, what we'll do, you're asking for an MP3 of some inane speech the other day. Let me go ahead and get you a copy of the 7:30 that we did, where we've already taken care of changing commencement at Texas A&M. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
Well, I heard you guys talking about people, if you sneeze in your hand, nobody will shake hands
with
your hand.
Right, but a continuation of that, how we'll have somebody who's like 15 feet from President Bowen.
They have the little hand sanitizer. You're supposed to squirt it in your hand before you go on stage.
It's already there. Okay, well, good.
Well, that bit just went down in greatness exponentially.
It won't matter after that. But then I talked just a minute ago about how you...
If only there were someone we could have asked about
that.
Hey, we expect them to call us, okay?
That's right. Jeez. We had the shot guy. You heard about the drive-by shotting, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Yeah, say yes, Ben. Say yes. You heard about it.
He's being really sensitive to this, so I'm going to give him one more.
Yeah.
No, what? I don't get it.
What are you talking about? No, we don't have time for that.
Does this have anything to do with the people who are giving out flu vaccines? If you just drive by, roll down the window, and stick your arm out, does it have something to do with that?
Yeah, that'd be the one. Yeah.
What do they call that?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm good with it. I was just discussing how I was at a meetatorium earlier this week, and you see people who know one another, yet if one introduces the other, they have to stand up there on the podium and shake hands as if it's a long-lost brother. That's all. And then I said, when do you cross that area of familiarity? The last time I shook hands with Ben was probably 30 years ago.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is it just because I've gotten older, rotund, and am completely generally recognized as safe? Is that why his hugging sort of picked up a little bit?
No, it's the same thing.
For guys, it's the three slaps on the back.
Translates into I'm not gay. Each slap has a meaning.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're just cuddly. That's got to be
it. Is that it?
Yeah, sure.
Look, his hair's turned white. We had such high hopes for him.
You got tweeted
GRAS, generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
I don't know that. No, that's good. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a FDA thing. It's a nerd thing. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But I just was wondering. I just wondered because it seems like Yeah. You know, I get hugged more than I used to, and yeah. That's certainly not a cause for complaint.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I encourage that at every turn.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Shop online, read the reviews, talk to owners, and see for yourself why more people choose Toyota trucks, the brand known for quality, dependability, and reliability. Tough, capable trucks like Tundra and Tacoma, built for any job. It's no wonder Toyota was number one in retail sales for 2010. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, featuring 2 years complimentary maintenance. Now, with attractive offers like zero APR, you could save thousands. It's time to see why Toyota is the right truck for you. Pocket $3,000 cash on all new 2011 Tundras, or choose zero APR for 60 months and save over $5,600 in finance charges. To see dozens of other great offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Based on manufacturer's retail sales data, CYTD covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Cashback through TMS and GST, financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.19% versus 0% with $34,200 financed. Typical amount for a new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-792-8 for details. Offer ends 1/31/2011.
Rattlers Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they always have monthly specials throughout their stores. And January is no exception. Get 12 packs of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, and Bud Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer. So choose from any large bag of chips, two for only $5. Hungry for breakfast? Then grab any of their breakfast food items. Or if you just need a pick-me-up, receive any size cappuccino or coffee for only 59 cents. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you guys have the... Chase, you would have probably seen it rather than Tom. Did you see the story about the kid who was confronted by wolves?
Yeah, used his iPod to play some Creed and blow him back.
Oh.
Wow.
I was going to play Creed. So if you are confronted with a gang of wolves, where was this kid? Like in Russia or somewhere? I
don't remember. Norway, wasn't it?
It was in, it may well have been. So here's this kid, and he's confronted by a pack of wolves who... I don't know that they were threatening, but they were just kind of sniffing around him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had been taught not to run, because you don't do that with wild animals, because especially if they're in a pack, they're liable to take chase, and that won't end well.
And I don't want them to take me anywhere.
I was supposed to say, if it's chase, yeah.
Right.
How fast do you have to run? I just have to run faster than you,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So as a result, he did the only thing that he thought was safe, and that was that he got out his mobile device, and he played Creed, and yeah, you got it right there.
Wow.
This is called Overcome.
No, it's called My Sacrifice.
Oh, well, I was going to play Overcome.
The one he actually
yes,
played?
Yes, I've got it right here.
We'll pull it up there.
Yeah, all right, I got it. There we go. See, that'd make them run.
You know what it proves?
Even
wolves know that Creed sucks.
Yeah. Actually, it said they just kind of turned and walked away, which probably is what most folks do when they hear Creed. They go, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, most everybody got over Creed a long time ago. Yeah.
That's true.
Some of us never got to Creed to get over.
Well, the only reason I know so much about that is because Tucker was talking about that, and he was playing Creed on Candy 95 with it, and he's a Creed fan, and so I had to shame him for that. And that's because I used the same line. I said, yeah, it proves that even wolves know that Creed sucks. And then,
how was that?
He took offense.
On this date in history.
I love this part.
13 years ago, Hillary Clinton went on the Today Show and said that vast right-wing conspiracy thing better than I could.
Turned out she was wrong.
Right, 17 years ago, Tonya Harding appeared before reporters. We're going to have like three more weeks of this because there was always a new development every day.
Right.
Laverne and Shirley, 1976.
Appeared before reporters?
That's when they debuted.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
Oh, I remember that on that Coke commercial or something.
Pepsi.
Speaking
of
Coke.
Pepsi, you know.
Speaking of Coke, 1972, the New Seekers did that I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing thing.
Oh, that was a nice little ditty.
No, it wasn't. That you talk about a song.
That were standing on a mountain.
A songworm. It gets in your brain and eventually. Eats
I always thought that was
your,
up with people.
No, it was the Seekers. And they went ahead and had a whole song. All right, you got a minute. Da-da-da-da.
Hey, how about you? You guys probably heard this. Will Ferrell in The Office.
Yes.
Yeah, NBC has announced that Ferrell will have a guest role that will run through several episodes. He'll play a branch manager from the home office that turns out to be just as awkward as Michael.
It says here, out of my nook. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Said it's a four-story arc is what I heard here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Says that they haven't announced when it will air, but they were together in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, by the way. And there was an American Idol last night.